InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Well, Elon Musk was conspicuously absent from the confab of the Legion of Evil of Big Tech at the White House last night for dinner with President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump. And boy, do we have a lot of interesting clips and statements and developments there with the evil gremlin. Bill Gates being particularly disgusting as usual, sitting right there by Melania. Of course, Melinda Gates, Melinda French, won't even be in the same room with Bill Gates because she knows what's coming out. So the look of all these extreme Epstein alumni continually fluttering around like moths to a flame at the White House adds to the bad smell. And again, I've never found any evidence of Trump anything illegal with Epstein, but he's clearly covering for bad people. I just have to say it. I'll take all the good that's going on, but I will not then give a pass to this. And it's getting more intense. And if you want to add something to this, really nasty, the O'Keefe Media Group has done it again. They just go where the truth is. What a hero. People don't appreciate O'Keefe and his team, I tell you. Where would we be without them? They've moved the needle so much for freedom. They caught the deputy DOJ chief of staff say government will redact every Republican while leaving all Democrat people on the Epstein client list. Now, I already know a lot of pieces of this, but I'm looking into this individual because you could plant something like this as well. This could be a setup, but I don't think it is. I think it's true. And I don't support this at all. But you have to understand, these are big mass investigations over 20 years. And most of it's just FBI interviews and things that they've looked at and they know is embarrassing just through innuendo, even though there's no due process and the statute of limitations is up. And that's why Trump's pissed off, because obviously the Comeys that ran this case for many years and others, the Democrats and Bill Barr before that, and W's attorney general, Alberto Gonzalez, they all left in there what they wanted in there, but took everything else out. And that's a true statement by Trump, that it's not a client list. It's just a bunch of investigations and grand juries and most of it hearsay. Most of it never even gets in front of a jury, but it gets into the trial record. I mean, you can read stuff in the trial record about me that, you know, it's just completely not true. So I'm not defending what's going on. And I believe overall the Trump admin is covering up for people. So let's get that clear. But then I understand so many of the working parts that I can navigate pretty much exactly what's going on. But the public doesn't like that. The public finally woke up to this. So they see Epstein as the only thing in the universe, basically. And to them, they're just like, release the list, release the list. I'll never be happy until they do. And so Trump has this giant investigation tranche that the Democrats left there waiting for him. And he's like, it's a hoax, Russia, Russia, Russia again. But then there are a bunch of people that are guilty and involved, even though the cases are cold and old, that do stand to gain from the cover-up, but because of the way the Democrats are deploying the cover-up, I can see how Trump pragmatically is just, shut the damn thing down. We got bigger fish to fry. Like finding, you know, the millions of missing kids, just not just the 500,000 they admit. So I understand the president's thinking. I think it's wrong. I predicted that they would make this the big central issue and it'd bite him in the ass, and it is. And he's just digging the hole deeper. So we got that, and we got huge Ukraine war developments. Trump saying he's getting ready to send troops in, so that peace deal is disintegrating pretty quick. Yeah, it's one hell of a Friday transmission. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Share the live feeds right now from Real Alex Jones on X, Infowars.com/show, and Rumble, the Alex Jones Network. Stay with us.
We've got 25% off store-wide for all apparel, but we've decided this week to sweeten the deal by giving you buy one, get one 50% off for either the Shilajit Complex capsules or the Shilajit gummy. These gummies are delicious. They boost your testosterone, your vitality, and so much more. I take them every single day, and I've noticed a marked difference in my life. It doesn't stop there. We've got buy one, get one 50% off for Atomic Defense as well. This is designed using ingredients that have been used for thousands of years to boost immune support. So please go to the alexjonesstore.com right now. It doesn't stop there. We are officially launching the Alex Jones War Bonds. You'll see here that there's a code right there. You can pause it. The first person to use this code does get $110 on the store. The way it works is you pay $100, you get this mailed to you. It comes with a custom code that will allow you to get $110 in store credit to the store. So pause it. First person to use this code gets $110, and make sure you show your support at thealexjonesstore.com.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Friday, September 5th, 2025 transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And remember, every minute you're watching and every day you tune in and you share the links as well, you change the world, that we've had the DOJ, the CIA, the Democratic Party, all their top three law firms viciously attacking us with the entire corporate media and the Democrat Congresses for many, many years, but it's been very intense for nine. Just remember, it's a miracle we're still on air and in these studios, and the miracle is God working through you with your word of mouth and your financial support and your prayers, so thank you so much. But just don't ever take it for granted. I don't take it for granted. The only reason we're here is because those of you out there supported the broadcast. You know who you are. You've changed the world, and I salute you. Okay, we've got a lot of big Epstein developments. And Trump continues to navigate this in the absolute worst way. I just call balls and strikes. The corporate media will run headlines that I've totally turned on Trump and that Trump's a pedo and all the rest of it. Nope, no evidence of that, and that's not what I've done. I'm just covering the facts here, and I've been dead on, and I've got all the sources, and they've got this new undercover video, the deputy chief of staff of the DOJ saying they're going to cover up all the Republicans and leave the Democrats in. Now they're backtracking and saying, well, he actually wasn't involved in that investigation. He was just showing off. But I've seen some separate evidence of this going on already that's been confirmed. So it's a mess, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be getting to that and the fallout from the hearings a few days ago with the victims, but that's later in the transmission. The big news, and there's a lot of it. I'm sitting here looking at this, deciding what's the most important. I want Trump to succeed with peace. I know he doesn't want war with Russia or China or North Korea or anybody else, but Russia is making massive gains across Ukraine, the biggest of the last 3.5 years. They took dozens of towns the last 2 weeks, three major cities. The Ukrainian military is folding. And the EU is saying they're going to send in a 250,000-man army, but they've been saying that for 6 months. They don't have the money or the troops or the support. They fired up the draft in, what, five countries. They're preparing it in all the rest of the Western European countries, including conscription of women. But it's a paper tiger. And the Russians know that, and they know NATO started it. And as Victor Boot said 3 months ago, the deal isn't made soon. He said within 3 to 6 months, and pull the clip up, he said Russia is going to move in and surround Kharkiv and Kiev, which they can do anytime they wanted, and they are going to give everybody 2 weeks to get out, and when they don't leave, they're going to level it. Anybody left in there is going to be leveled, just like you saw in Gaza, but on a much bigger scale. And there's a good chance that that will get Trump to send troops in and go along with NATO and the EU. And that's their only hope is that watching those cities get leveled, and the Russians will do it, that the United States is going to join NATO and going in there, and that is suicidal. The Russians have had their red lines crossed over and over again. They're surrounded with weapons and missiles. They didn't start it. And Vladimir Putin doesn't have a choice. If he doesn't do this, hardliners, he is a moderate. Even the Pentagon admits that. Hardliners, I mean, you think Putin's hardcore. Give me a break. Putin is dead if he doesn't get more hardcore. They got polls in Russia where 95%, and they've done internal, you know, international Gallup polls have done sampling, and it's the same numbers, 85, 90%, want more war, more expansion. And, I mean, if Putin had 75% support before this war, he's got like 90. He's not a dictator. He's wildly popular. And if you understand, a third of the Russians died in World War II. So they've been invaded by Europe over and over again. They know when they get encircled. They know when they get attacked. Can you imagine if a third of America died in World War II? You know, less than a million Americans died in World War II. Did you know that? And I even had some, you know, great uncles and people that died. German U-boat sunk one ship. One of my dad's uncles was on, and another person died in the Pacific. But with the Russians, more than half the men, I mean, period, were dead. And tens of millions of them were not just military, but civilians, 27 million dead. So the Russians have a long history of this. Napoleon, the Muslims invading over and over again, the Huns, the Mongols. Russia has been basically continually being attacked for 1,000 years. So if Americans think we've got in our blood to fight, the reason the Russians have never been expansionists except under communism, and that was all globalist run, they got free of that in 1991 to a certain extent. Same oligarchs we have here, the ones they had. Russia's entire history was about defending itself, not being expansionist. And then it joined the British, its cousins, the royalty, in World War I, and were stabbed in the back by British intelligence, then staging the 1917 Bolshevik Revolution on record. So I don't want to hear about the Russians being the bad guys, or the Russians being the expansionists, or the Russians starting it. Clearer than day. Our enemy, Soros, the globalists, the left, Victoria Nuland, Obama, they are the ones that stirred all this up and did all of this, and then Biden. They're the ones. They're the problem. Do I need to sell you on Obama and Hillary and Victoria Nuland and Biden being bad people? So I really want Trump to succeed. Let's just hit this now and get into all the other news. The aftermath of Kennedy's incredible testimony, just amazing, and the real results he's getting so fast. I mean, again, I call balls and strikes. And if we're not cheerleading and backing and exuberant and praying for Kennedy and his team, because he is swinging for the fences, he is busting his ass 7 days a week. I watch the schedule and see it. The guy's just... The only person that's got as much energy as Trump is Kennedy. And you know, Kennedy's getting up there with Trump. So, yes, I am marveling because he's working for us. And, yeah, I've created the meme that RFK Jr. is equivalent of Godzilla attacking Tokyo. Tokyo was the big pharma establishment. So pray for him, because I'm telling you, they're coming after him. Trump ready to place more U.S. troops in Poland amid Russia threat. Trump told the president the U.S. is prepared to expand its 8,000-strong military presence in Poland. The meeting underscores Warsaw's push for stronger U.S. security guarantees amid Russia's war on Ukraine. The president, a conservative close to Trump movement, won the election narrowly on Poland First platform while pledging support for Ukraine, but opposing NATO membership, which is very reasonable. Yeah, he's a good guy overall, but I can see why they're getting concerned, because they got Belarus right there to the east of them, and they got to the southeast, they got Ukraine, and Ukraine is folding like a old barn in the tornado. U.S. President Donald Trump told Polish counterpart the United States was ready to increase its military presence in the Central European nation, one of the countries on NATO's so-called eastern flank, warily watching Russia's actions. But the big issue here is, will NATO actually send in the troops, call it a peacekeeping group, when it's really an invasion, as the Russians have rightfully said, and then the Russians say they're going to target any of those NATO troops, and then will NATO start directly striking Russia, and then we're a nuclear war like that? I mean, this is just, this is way more dangerous than the Cuban Missile Crisis, and people are just sleepwalking into it. I mean, I know I'm sick of hearing about it. I know the listeners are. I mean, even I'm like, oh, yeah, I mean, we're so close to nuclear war. Yeah, it's all crazy. Yeah, they're having the biggest military parades in history. China threatening to invade Taiwan. You got India and Pakistan threatening to nuke each other. It's all extremely serious. And bombing each other. Kremlin blasts unacceptable Western play for Ukraine's security guarantees, which means sending in a multinational force. Russia has said they'll accept a UN force with a demilitarized zone in between the Russian areas they've taken. They said they'll give up part of it, and then it needs to be an international thing under the UN. And as bad as I don't like the UN, it was set up so countries could have a neutral group for a demilitarized zone, and it would be better than NATO because it won't be a NATO force. I mean, NATO says, yeah, NATO troops will now be the peacekeepers and will enforce everything. And Russia's like, that's why we invaded, because you were about to enter into NATO. Then any attack by Russia, while Ukraine was attacking Russia and its border areas and its people, but actually inside Russia too, is seen as an attack on NATO, and then NATO goes directly to war under Article 5. So that was the original red line. And NATO knows the general constituency in the West is ignorant of these affairs, illiterate on military affairs and statecraft and parliamentary diplomacy and all the rest of it. And so they're like, we have a plan. We'll put 250,000 peacekeepers in with weapons. And it's like, that's the original plan. With NATO guarantee, they will be an unofficial member, but still a member of NATO. What? After earlier this week, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen boasted on the Financial Times the European Union had pretty precise plans for deploying a multinational force to Ukraine, in which the background of the United States, the Kremlin, has made clear it has flatly rejected such a prospect. So you're going to have the backstop of the U.S. backing a NATO force, which is what NATO is to begin with, which is exactly what the Russians said the plan was all along, and which it was the plan. Victoria Nuland testified to Congress it was the plan. Remember, they denied it for years, and the Russians taped her phone call about it, and they asked her, is that a real phone call? She goes, yeah, it is. So Putin says Ukrainian military is in critical condition as Russian forces break in and take over major cities, whole regions, towns, and they're just falling like dominoes. And I don't need to just believe Putin. I already follow this daily. If anything, the Russians are under-reporting how much land they're taking daily, because they know if they brag too much and make it look, you know, too successful, that could make Trump go, well, the balance is out, so now I need to send more weapons and I need to stop this, because that's how Trump operates. He's trying to stop it. He wants the Russians to stop. He wants the Ukrainians to stop. He wants NATO to stop, which is all EU-run. So he tries to put pressure on both sides. So when he thinks one side is about to expand war, he tries to stop them. So this is just all completely out of control. NATO chief warns China and Russia are preparing for long-term confrontation. Yeah. Every major defense minister and economic minister in the EU, in the major powers, in the northern group, as they call it, led by the UK, France, and Germany, they said, we're ready for a 20 to 30 year conventional war. We will win it. We will organize our whole society around it. We'll shut down our political opposition with it. And we believe Russia will finally collapse sometime in the next 20 to 30 years, and then our new business plan will be to break it in five parts. And then they're like, oh, look, the Russians and Chinese are digging in, and they just sent another 100,000 Korean suicide troops. Just basically drone magnets. Cannon fodder. So, this is out of control. And people are like, oh, you're cheerleading, there'll never be peace, Trump's a failure, blah, blah, blah. Well, you better hope that Trump is successful. But Zelensky's run by the EU, even though we finance it all, and it just continues on. But now the Russians are accelerating their takeover, so it's going to force it to a head here very, very soon. So for those of you that like world war and potential increase in nuclear war, massive potential increase, well, get your popcorn out, and you won't have to pop it in the microwave or on top of skillet. It'll all pop real quick when those 50 megaton bombs airburst at 1,000 feet. And you'll look like popcorn, too. Meanwhile, very interesting article, because this is part and parcel of asymmetrical warfare. I mean, it has been for a long time, irregular warfare. Germany says Russia using disposable agents to conduct sabotage. And when you read the article, being reported by AFP, Reuters, you know, all the usual suspects, they say the Russians are putting bounties out to saboteurs to go out and burn things down and sabotage equipment and sabotage bases and inside, outside. And then when the person shows proof to these dark web places, they then get money. Now, you know what's interesting? I know for a fact, because Ukraine brags about it, that they've been doing that inside Russia. And Victor Boot a few weeks ago talked about that here on air. And Ukraine doesn't deny it, including using contractors to blow people up, like Alexander Dugin's daughter. So, yeah, that goes on. And the Russians clearly are doing it. They've got private assassins out killing Ukrainian leadership and others almost on a daily basis. Got a bunch of them in the last week. The people all around Zelensky are getting, you know, coming out of their apartment or hotel room or going for a walk or in their backyard, and somebody pops up, shoots them twice in the back of the head, jumps on a motorcycle, zooms off, and they never get caught. And they've been killing people in Germany, you name it. So, yeah, the Russians do have hit teams running around killing people. Let's be 100% sure about that. But when I read an article like this, what do you think was going on in the election in 2020 when they caught all over California, all over Oregon, Washington particularly, in those states, but also in Michigan and Texas and Virginia and just everywhere, they would bust professors and leftists and Antifa setting fires over and over again. And it'd be in the local news, but national news would block it, and Snopes and all the fact checkers would censor you off the web if you even showed mainstream news articles that were local. That's how this works. But it's more sophisticated when you have disposable agents that conduct sabotage with what Newsom, through administrative sabotage, did, and what they also did in Maui and Lahaina, where you don't cut the brush. You leave the power lines on when the high winds come in. You drain the reservoir, or don't let them have access to it in the case of Lahaina. Don't send fire trucks the next morning. All of it. I mean, you're out in L.A., folks. Everybody knows this. When the high winds come in over 30, 40 miles an hour, they turn the power off. It came in at 70. They left them on. So it was all a plan. So when you understand this, that this asymmetrical irregular warfare through disposable agents is exactly how this operates. Representative Anna Paulina Luna refers radical organizer Isha Nazar to FBI after she publicly urges Palestinian activists to sabotage America's F-35 fighter jets. Yeah, go attack a aircraft, how much those damn things cost? But you know, an Obama judge, if they do blow up any of them, they'll probably give them a medal. They've been letting out all these other violent people that attack Republicans. So it's very serious. I thought I'd just add that. All right. We're going to break here in a few minutes. I want to come back and get into the economy. Fox Business covers extraordinarily bad jobs report. Just like Trump said, we need that interest rate cut. We need a big one. We also have the really sickening meeting of the globalist Legion of Doom, Evil Tech. Not little tech, but evil tech. There at the White House last night, excerpt 7. I've got a lot to say about that. That's really important. We're going to also get into the aftermath again of Kennedy's amazing barnstorming event, just taking them by force with the truth. That Senate hearing yesterday. We also have Trump going after the UK and the EU on censorship. We have some big developments that all tie together on the Epstein ongoing saga. So I'll help people decipher and untangle that. And there is so much more. Pentagon warns the cartel running Venezuela after F-16s flown near U.S. warship, buzzing it. Yeah, they own F-16s. The Pentagon got it backwards. It's not that the cartels run the Venezuelan military. The Venezuelan government and military runs the Venezuelan cartels on record, and they run the Mexican cartels. I mean, that's not even disputed. And I don't blame the Pentagon spokesperson for not understanding that. Not everybody studies that. But let me explain. It's not the cartels run the military. You got it backwards there. And, of course, 100% when they buzz the ships, and quite frankly, you know, they've been threatening to attack. They're kidding us with fentanyl. It's a communist dictatorship. Reportedly, these planes flew over a couple hundred feet. I know they have to wait for an order from Trump. I guarantee you the order's already been given or has been given because they have protocol when they're already authorized. A fighter jet loaded with bombs or missiles comes in on an attack profile like that in a situation like this with Maduro threatening to blow up our ships. I guarantee you they start buzzing again. Trump is going to give the order, if it hasn't already been given, to destroy those aircraft. And, of course, I said this a few weeks ago. Trump is putting our ships out there, not as a false flag, but as a provocation. We're not going to have a fake attack on our ships like Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam. They're out there to stop those drugs that have killed millions of people coming in. We have every right. Thomas Jefferson set the precedent with the Marines taking out the Barbary Pirates and the Barbary Pirates War I. And then the Barbary Pirates War II, 10 years later, 12 years later. And historians, the Supreme Court, it's all set the precedent. And Thomas Jefferson was no expansionist and no imperialist. But you're taking our ships, killing our people, we're coming after you. Those ships are American soil under international law. So, I can't believe how stupid Maduro is. It's one thing if their jets fly over, you know, at 5,000 feet or something. But they've released, I mean, they flew right over the deck. They're going to get blown out of the air. They do it. I guarantee you, Trump's already given the order. Just watch. I hope the Venezuelan Air Force is listening, because you're about to get your asses blown to hell. We'll be right back. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. It's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Just a fight, obliteration, no one cares anymore. The Messiah or mass murderer, no controlling who comes through the door. A culture made of cover-ups, will leprosy touch their flesh? For backroom meetings and rendezvous, the vultures have come home to nest. The clock runs out, the weakest link, a deadly strike, the threat is real.
Oh, the threat is real. I was just talking about this because they've made the statement a lot, but they just reissued a new statement today. It's on Infowars.com. This just came out. I hadn't seen this. NATO troops in Ukraine, legitimate targets, even if they're for peace deal, Putin. More on that coming up. I want to do this right now. I want to look at literally the Legion of Doom. All the worst actors from big tech, all of the globalist tech titans, CIA created, NSA created, funded, NQTEL, hardcore globalist Democrats that absolutely backed Obama and Biden and Harris and all the rest of it, and all the spying and all the censorship and all the control, the very same crew of people, you know, that famously toasted Obama. They've added a few new faces like Sam Altman of OpenAI. And Elon Musk was not there, so people got really outraged. I saw it trending on X this morning saying, why isn't Elon there? He did everything, put his empire on the line for Trump and free speech in America. Why is he there? And then Musk put out a statement, or his office did, saying, no, I was invited. I didn't go. And so what does that tell you about Musk? It's just fascinating to try to figure out exactly what makes Musk tick and exactly who he is and what he stands for. But as Christ said, you judge a tree by its fruits, and his fruits are very interesting. Most of them very good. You can say, well, look at the technology, look at the self-driving cars, look at the brain chip. Well, those have evil applications, but they are just technologies. And so it's how they're deployed. So on the tech side, I would say he's neutral, but on cultural actions, he's very good pro-human and extremely effective and active. So I'm going to talk more about my view of Musk, but this is something I've thought about a lot when I'm at home or on the road, because I'm a very thankful person. And I don't take things for granted. I mean, I never get tired of a sunset. I never get tired of a beautiful vista. I never get tired of a good meal. I never get tired of a good card game or sitting around a campfire or doing hard work or, you know, friends. It just never gets old. It just gets better and better. And I am so indebted to RFK Jr. for the things he's done for my children and all of our children's futures. He has done so much so fast. And it's just all obscured by smoke screens of corporate media and black-pilled people bitching. And if you look at what Musk has done the last 4 years for humanity on basically every front, it has been game-changing. And you look at how he called out Trump 4 months ago, plus almost five, and said, he's in the Epstein files, that's why you're not getting them. And then he left, and then Trump turned against him. Musk has integrity, and even though he's not sure Trump's bad, he just will not be around it or part of it. He'll support, which he does. He'll say, I support this initiative of Trump. I think it's good. Trump's doing a good job here. But, by the way, Epstein. So what he's doing is supporting the good things Trump does, but also positioning himself that he will not be in the scandal that he predicted was coming. He didn't create the scandal. He got off the train. And I said back at the time when the white-pilled crowd that is even more obnoxious than the black-pilled crowd of Trump supporters, and I get it, a lot of people aren't that deep, they're not that sophisticated, so they don't like to think. They were like, screw him, he's a traitor, he's bad, he's a, you know, Chi-Com agent, all the rest of this stuff. And good riddance, and we choose Trump. You weren't choosing one or the other. It was about how much good Elon was doing for the administration and Doge to get things done. Remember how fast stuff was moving back then on every front, in every agency, because of Doge? Now the few shining places we have is ICE, because they're gearing up, doing a great job of what they've got, and Kennedy, and a few other places. No, we lost a lot of momentum with Musk. It'd be like in a football team, and, okay, you got your quarterback, but you lose your star wide receiver. You know, in the first 5 minutes of the game, gets his leg broken. It's not good. It's not, oh, we're for Trump, we're for Trump, screw Elon. It's a damn team, people. We just got one of the star players' leg broken. That's how I look at all this stuff. And you know, when I said calling Elon a Chi-Com agent, I'm talking about the light-pilled crowd jumped on that. I'm not talking about Steve Bannon, who says he's connected to the Chi-Coms, who, and legitimately says that, because, of course, Elon's been a pragmatist. Trump's been asked, why do you make your ties and, you know, clothing, a lot of it in China? He does it now, and he said, because it's three times more expensive here to make it? Nobody can. He goes, that's why I want to get the deals and the textile plants back, and now I saw without even people asking, I noticed one of my family was at one of the Trump hotels and said, oh, look, and they were looking at the clothing, and most of it was made in the USA. So that's changing. So before I get into the big tech meeting, Elon's fruits are very good in the last 4 years. Before that, he was neutral, working with the globalists for his businesses. And that's where almost all the batteries and everything gets made is China, because they have the rare earth minerals, a monopoly. He's going around making deals himself in Argentina and all over and doing it to secure mines he owns and runs to get it. Oh, Elon's in China. Well, there's nowhere else you could be for rare earth minerals. Why don't you just make the batteries here? Because the Chi-Coms won't even sell you the ingredients. You can't do it. That's why it's a strategic crisis. That's why Trump signed all these executive orders. That's why they're opening up all these lands in the West to get it. But again, to really know how things work, you have to have all the general knowledge. If you're going to really judge Elon or Trump, like, you have to know the policy. You can't just, no, he's a Chi-Com agent because he builds stuff in China. And now he's made a major move and put his balls on the table to change that. And you can say, well, these robots and, you know, all this, they're going to replace us. Yeah, and that's our issue if we allow that to happen. He knows it's a market. He's going to dominate every market. And if I, in a car wreck next week, God forbid, and break my neck, they've already got a whole bunch of companies, that, and not just his, that 100% is just not being approved, can have a chip in one spot of the brake and on the other side, and they can fuse that, and they can give you mobility again if you're a quadriplegic or whatever. Same thing. They can give people eyesight back. They already have it. And they can turn it up, and you can see beyond the normal light spectrum. You can see everything. Unless you were born blind. You're like, what do you mean? If you were born blind and never saw before, there's no pattern recognition in the brain to understand what you're seeing. And so they've had this for 30 years. They've been giving people eyesight, folks. Yeah. It was just black and white and grainy at first. It's gotten better and better. And if you've seen before, your brain knew what sight looked like and it developed its sight centers. You know, a baby at first just sees blurs. But if you've had eyesight and then lost your eyesight, yes, you can get your eyesight back with a Neuralink. Well, let me tell you. If I'm 90 years old and blind and there's all this other technology and I'm healthy, I'm going to get a brain chip. Of course I am. The difference is I am not going to sign on to the global government and the New World Order and all its policies and politics and everything in order to get access to that. And we have to have laws and regulations and controls that it doesn't have back doors and jacked into all these systems. Here's the problem. They already said this. Oh, sorry, the chip only works with AI, so you don't have to have one. It's just, it is jacked in. So if you want it, you got to do it. So see, it is the mark of the beast. By the very way it works, you've got to give over part of your consciousness to it. But the current stuff coming out isn't hooked into that. It can give you your eyesight back. But see, they're not going to even have those models available. It's like all the new cell phones coming out have to be AI. You can't have one if it isn't, you see. Oh, you don't have to have your eyesight back. Nobody's going to make the chips that aren't hooked into the grid. And that's why we got to have competition in AI and competition in chip making so that people can go out and get those chips. And again, I'm not supposed to talk about it, but I was given a demonstration. I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to stop right there because I'm not even supposed to talk about it. But the stuff Neuralink is doing already, well, I'll tell you this much. You know, the famous guy that was people with Neuralink, you know, that's blind and the other people like that, and they're with their brain moving things around, or people that are paralyzed moving around. And it's all hooked into AI. They wake up in the morning and their brain with the AI has like done art projects and written articles and done all this stuff. And they wake up and don't know they're awake and they're like, going around doing stuff. Because again, your brain's operating all the time. Now you jack into AI with a brain chip. This is just the wild, wild west, folks. This is absolutely the wild, wild west. So. Everybody wants the live extension technologies, including me. I guess the Amish have got it right. They're just like, nope, we're going to live here and live to 85 and you live to 75. Notice naturally they live longer and we're not going to give up our humanity. And I think that's going to be the choice. We got to protect Amish-like groups. I think you're going to intensify and get bigger. And who knows, I'll probably just choose to be in something like that and just, you know, not be part of the system. But then at a certain point, the system's going to come after those groups because they're going to be happy. They're going to be healthy. They're going to be productive. And you're going to have the governments and corporations and also just mobs of people coming after you. Because you're going to be the control group that's healthy and happy and everybody else is in hell. And it's not because the first deployment of the technology is bad. It's that all of these systems always fall to evil because we are inherently fallen and evil. And then we are the ghost in the AI machine. That's why it lies and cheats and steals and does all this. Plus it's being programmed to be deceptive. So, yeah, the future is already here. It's just not evenly distributed. So I'm kind of digressing already. I want to get to a bunch of the news up with the phones up and special guests coming up and so much more that I haven't even told you about yet. But so there's a discussion of Musk. He didn't go because he didn't want to be there. And then I kind of broke down, obviously, why. He's been pretty clear about that. He's keeping back from Trump. They were going to give him the Golden Dome thing. And he's like, nope, not involved. They were going to do it all, and he was like, nope, nope, nope. So then he got attacked for, oh, you just wanted EV stuff. He's like, I was openly against the EV mandate. Let us all compete. You know, the rebate of $5,000 or whatever. No, I see integrity out of Musk, not just because he brought me back to X, not just because he fought in court for me when the Democrats tried to take my name and said they own my name. No, I mean, he's moving the needle for humanity. And you don't move it against the globalists and expose their depopulation plan and do all the things if you're really secretly with them but trying to get credit with the population. Because none of their other operatives ever do that because Musk is doing irrevocable harm to their philosophy and their corrupt system. So is RFK Jr. And so is Trump in general. In general, they hate Trump, but he's winning, so the globalists have to bow down at least at one level. So it's a very sophisticated situation, but we know Sam Altman's bad. We know Tim Cook's bad. We know Mark Zuckerberg's bad. We know Sundar Pichai's bad. We know Bill Gates is bad. And this is the second meeting in 3 weeks, this one public, with Bill Gates just seething. Not just the fruits are all pure evil, the man makes my skin crawl. And, you know, Trump just wants him to invest in America and move him from China. He's in a war with China. I understand why he's meeting with him. And he went and met with North Korean dictator a bunch. I mean, just because he's meeting with him doesn't mean he's with him. But still, the optics of Bill Gates sitting right next to Melania, what a beautiful, regal, Valkyrie, intimidating specimen. Got to be around her in person. I mean, it's intimidating. Next to that demon, they could have at least stuck him down at the end of the table. But I guess you keep your friends closer, enemies closer. But Bill Gates has been working behind the scenes against Trump the whole time. And he is taking his power away, and they are firing his people at the NIH and HHS and CDC. So I understand why they had the meeting, but we could talk for hours about the hour-plus discussion that is something else. But because it is annoying to listen to Gates, I first thought we'd play an AI joke video, but it's not funny because this if they've really slipped him truth serum in his Diet Coke, this is what Bill Gates would say if he was given truth serum. Here it is.
Well, I just wanted to apologize for every single fucking version of Windows that sucked, which is basically all of them. Also, sorry for creating viruses just so I can profit from selling you the antivirus software. And on that note, sorry for spreading real viruses by profiting from vaccines. And also, sorry for sterilizing so many of you. There's just too many of us, and some of you are not nice. That's why I'm trying to block out the sun. Anyway, I just came here to ask for a pardon from all the Epstein shit. Thank you.
He wants to block out the sun. He secretly runs the program doing it. I told you that 20 years ago. It's now declassified. England's made it official. He runs it. All that's actually true. I mean, but let's hear real clips from these people. First, here's Sundar Pichai of Google. We're in a real incredible inflection point. Yeah, everything must bow to AI. It gets 100 times the power we currently have. You get none. Carbon's bad. Silicon good. The true discriminatory system. And then what Bill Gates actually had to say. Listen to this.
I also just wanted to mention, we don't have to get into all the details talked about in the Oval Office, but I think it's a real incredible inflection point right now in AI, and the fact that your administration is supporting our companies instead of fighting with them, it's hugely important. Obviously, it's a global race, and I think we're at the cusp where these AI models are about to become profoundly useful, kind of beyond the, okay, wow, it's cool, can do that, but actually day-to-day, incredible utility, incredible productivity. So very grateful for your administration support.
And that's Sergey Brin saying something similar. I got the clips out of order. One of the founders of Google, who's never really in the U.S. anymore, he's an anti-natalist, openly anti-human, doesn't believe in the human species. Musk talked about that years ago. He's been public about it. Real slime, real scum. Real selfish, real evil. Here's his minion, Sundar, saying similar things, and then we'll go to Bill Gates.
Appreciate that you know, your administration had a constructive dialogue, and we were able to get it to some right. resolution. I would echo what Sergey said. I think it's the AI moment is one of the most transformative moments any of us have ever seen or will see in our lifetimes. So making sure the U.S. is at the forefront, and I think your administration is investing a lot. Already the AI action plan under your leadership, I think, is a great start, and we look forward to working together, and thanks for your leadership.
Great job you're doing. Incredible, really, job.
Well, I'm in the second phase of my career, giving away all the wonderful money that Satya's good work has helped multiply a lot. But I think the thing that ties my first career that I still spend some time on, because AI is so phenomenal, and my second career is innovation, you know, innovating in health in areas like vaccines or gene editing, and the president and I are talking about taking American innovation to the next level to cure and even eradicate some of these diseases. He mentioned polio, which is one that we're close. We don't need new science on that one. For some, like HIV and sickle cell, we do need new science, but the U.S. Has the seeds that, in the same way that Warp Speed took those seeds and put them together, I think something fantastic can be done. You know, AI for our foundation is that we want a doctor for everyone in Africa through AI. We want farmers to have incredible advice, and, you know, kids to have a chance to learn. So the work being done by the people at this table is changing the world. It's, you know, coming fast, so it's great. You know, we all get together and talk about how the U.S. can lead in this key area and apply it even to the poorest outside the U.S. as well as to our great citizens. So thank you for incredible leadership, including getting this group together.
All right. A lot of people hear that and think it sounds dry. When we come back, I'm going to start it and stop it and analyze that minute and a half clip. The pure evil, the four horrible agendas that he's pushing that he just put out like they're, that was going to help humanity. Before we go to break, listen to me, folks. We're under globalist attack. We're winning in the courts, but I am out of money. We're spending 80% of the money that comes in here in the legal cause, battling the Paul Weiss law firm, the Democrats, all of it. I can tell you I'm working with the DOJ. That's another angle. But we are winning, but we are like winning the race car race. We got a mile to go in the Indy 500, and we are way ahead, but the engine's running out of gas. I got to run into the pit. I got to get some gas dumped in here. I'm not going to put new tires on. That takes too long. Hope they don't blow and get back on the road. And to make it easy for you to want to support us with the great work we do, that's a no-brainer. This defends you and your family and your future. The globalists hate this broadcast because we're over the target. We know what we're talking about. And we change narrative from their lies to the truth. The products we sell are insanely good. Methylene Blue is so good for you. We have the best and at the lowest prices at thealexjonesstore.com. You can also buy one bottle of the Shilajit pineapple-flavored gummies that are so strong and so good for your body and just supercharge everything, testosterone, everything. Buy one bottle, get a second bottle for 50% off, and there's 25% off on top of that, by the way. So it just goes on and on. 25% off on all of the apparel, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, and so much more. It's an amazing site. We're running out of the two latest tactical dagger and the World War II updated modern trench knife with the brass knuckles and skull crusher. There are so many limited edition shirts as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. But if you haven't gotten our Shilajit, either capsules or gummies, if you haven't gotten our Irish Sea Moss Super Nutrient Complex, got a bunch of other stuff in it. If you haven't gotten our Spike Protein Overall Cardiovascular Super Boost product that is the two top brands put together, it's horse pills. It's nobody's got something this good. If you thought Nitric Boost was great, this is beyond that. It's all there. Ultimate life force. Everybody should be on this, old and young, and especially if you took the shots. It is a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'm counting on you to support us. This is what you built. When you see all these victories, that's you. So those of you supported know who you are. I salute you. Those that haven't, what are you doing? Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com right now. We'll be right back with our number two.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Robert Barnes was supposed to be with us yesterday, but he got stuck in court. He is on today with huge news on so many fronts. And then I've got Ivan Raiklin on why it's so important they're going to rename things the Department of War. And then a bunch of inside baseball on the criminal investigations in D.C. and also what Congress is looking at. Very exciting. I'm going to stop right there until he joins us. But Trump is taking action against the deep state on so many fronts, as you've seen. They now openly have a grand jury on the Fed board member, Cook. Told you that was coming. That's never happened before. I don't think a Federal Reserve board member's ever had a grand jury open on them in corruption. I looked it up this morning. Never seen it. That's in 112 years. So a lot of exciting things. But I wanted to just finish up with this Bill Gates clip you just saw. Oh, we're going to send in AI to help the Africans know what to plant. GMO, grants, controlling them, getting rid of their original crops. New technologies. He didn't want to say mRNA because that's a dirty word, but you know, pushing that, creeping around because they saw what happened when Larry Ellison pushed it 6 months ago when Trump first got in. And, oh, polio, we've almost eradicated it. He's the main cause of polio. AP Reuters, Bill Gates' vaccines, number one cause of polio. I told Joe Rogan that a few years ago. He didn't believe me. He pulled it up. He's like, oh, my God, AP Reuters. They don't even hide it. So just see if you catch it all. Because it sounds like he's really trying. I've now get to give away all my money. He always has it where he takes his profits, puts it in a tax-free foundation. It then goes out and does all this other investment. Then the profits go back to him so that most of his money is in these tax-free foundations. But he controls it. And they still, with the money he has, one of the richest men in the world, he's way richer than, you know, Elon Musk. You see, Elon Musk doesn't play this philanthropy game. So it's a total scam. Here it is.
Well, I'm in the second phase of my career, giving away all the wonderful money that Satya's good work has helped.
He ran his scams, ran his monopoly, got broken up in the late 90s. Then in 1999, took his World Population Control Foundation, renamed it Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Looked this up. It's all public. And then made all of his profits tax exempt and got even more rich and powerful. So he's acting like he just started this. He started this 25 years ago. Continue.
Well, I'm in the second phase of my career, giving away all the wonderful money that Satya's good work has helped multiply a lot.
Oh, nice.
I think the thing that ties
Trump just winked.
My first career that I still spend some time on because AI is so phenomenal, and my second career is innovation, innovating in health in areas like vaccines or gene editing
cows, banning beef, making you eat bugs,
American innovation to the next level to cure and even eradicate some of these diseases. He mentioned polio, which is one that we're close. We don't need new science on that one.
Type in polio vaccine, now number one cause of
sickle cell. We
polio, and then you read the article, it's Bill Gates.
The U.S. Has the seeds that in the same way that Warp Speed took those seeds and put them together.
Oh, Warp Speed.
I think something fantastic can be done.
Yeah, kill 30 million people.
You know, AI for our foundation is that we...
You know, Trump's coming out against Warp Speed now, so this is all groveling.
In Africa through AI, we want farmers to have incredible advice and, you know, kids to have a chance to learn. So the work being done by the people at this table is changing the world. It's, you know, coming fast, so it's great. You know, we all get together and talk about how the U.S. can lead in this key area and apply it even to the poorest outside the U.S. as well as to our great citizens. So thank you for incredible leadership, including getting this group together.
The whole thing is about banning all your competition, getting rid of all the good natural farming, and then making you plant Terminator GMO garbage and spray Roundup all over it so you all die of cancer. Amazing. All right, I'm done with that. I want to hit the Epstein news. And then I want to take your phone calls on key issues straight ahead. Back in 60 seconds. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Share the live feed at Real Hawk Jones on X now. Share the feed now, now, now. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Stop this giant AI expansion. Light year jump in human development. But out of the gates, it's dumbing us down. It's making us obsolete. We have to change that and take control of it. And I'm somebody that's been able personally, with your help, to go in and change entire political systems and change the course of the world. So I know we are more powerful than the AI. I know we created it. The God that created us said we're made in his image, little g. So the challenges we're about to go through will only make us stronger if we step up to the challenge. But if we let the robots do our cooking and the driving, and if we let ourselves become obsolete, if we believe the lies of the Bill Gates of the world, then we will be destroyed. But it won't be everybody. It'll be a personal choice for adults, but for children, they need to be educated. Now, I want to give the number out. And I'd like the listeners, because I want to keep this somewhat congruent. Sometimes we have free-for-alls, but other times I say I'd like to hear about this topic. What is your overall view of the worst globalist, leftist, anti-American big tech at the White House last night? They were all eating out of Trump's hand because I understand he regulatorily can empower them or shut them down. And what do you make of Elon Musk not being there? He was invited. He didn't go. Elon decided to leave the administration. He wasn't kicked out. So what is it Elon knows? I think it's a lot bigger than just the Epstein stuff. And again, I know what's going on with the Epstein stuff. It's old cases. All that was left was by the Democrats, what they wanted to be there. No real meat and potatoes, just a rabbit trail of Russia, Russia, Russia. From everybody I've talked to and what I've seen and being deeply, you know, researched on this, I understand that part's true and Trump's sick of it. But the optics of it and the fact that the general public finally got their mind open through this window, you can't do that. And so, you know, we've got Trump coming out, praises DOJ, urges into Jeffrey Epstein file saga. The confused and badly failing Democratic Party did nothing about Jeffrey Epstein while he was alive except befriend him, socialize with him, travel with him to his island and take his money, Trump posted. They knew everything there was to know about Epstein, but now, years after his death, they, out of nowhere, are seeming to show so much love and heartfelt concern for his victims. Does anybody really believe that? And all the victims that were at the Capitol deal said they never, only one of them who's dead now said, yeah, she worked there when she was 16, and Trump got mad because Epstein stole her away. And that's on record. And then Epstein told Wolf, the anti-Trump biographer, years ago that, Trump got mad at me about that and some other people I stole from him and some real estate deals that I jumped on. And so he's the one that dropped the dime on me 20 years ago. Well, Roger Stone said that in 2016 in his Clinton's War on Women. I mean, I already know all this. So my frustration isn't that I think Trump screws kids. I mean, again, that's not his MO. Plus, he doesn't like to be compromised. I mean, obviously, he wasn't pissed on by Russian hookers, and that was totally fake, too. Then why does he continue to cover up? Well, A, the Democrats have cherry-picked it with the Comey and his daughter left in the files. That's true. But B, and most importantly, the Mossad ran Epstein along with CIA authorization and MI6 connections. That goes back to Maxwell, her dad, and the family business, who was Mossad as well. So no, this is about covering up for the intelligence agencies, and right in the center of it is the Mossad. And I've been exposing this as a Mossad operation for 15 years. And quite frankly, I'm sick of talking about it because I've said it thousands of times. I've gone and covered it in New York and other areas. I've gone and shot footage of his house and all the rest of it. I've had all these guests on. And then listeners, if they don't hear it on today's show, I get to have all the other talk show hosts go, Jones never talked about him being Mossad. Seriously, some people, Jones never talked about the Federal Reserve being private. Okay, sure. Alrighty then, my first show 31 years ago was about that. I sat around as a little kid, 5 years old, my dad talking about it. So, to me, it's a black hole because they've already covered up the real material. Trump should come out and say, where are the thousands of hard drives and VHS and DVDs? The FBI admitted to photos and put in files and reports they had. Where is that? Fire up grand juries. Hall and Comey, who they admit had all that. Where is it? So, no, Trump didn't screw kids. But Trump has joined in the cover-up because they've salted it with innuendo and stuff about him and his wife, which I predicted, and now that's been confirmed, and because the intelligence agencies, the CIA, has asked him not to for Mossad. And so, by extension, Trump has joined in the cover-up. And I get it. He says we got huge issues, stop a nuclear war, jobs, the fentanyl deaths, all this. He says it's a giant tar baby. It is. But still, you can't morally then just sweep it aside. You got to come out. He should have a press conference and explain all that. And believe me, he knows everything I just said. He wasn't paying attention to Epstein when Bondi went and raided the New York FBI that wouldn't turn over all these files. They gave her this small amount of files. She puts them out. Then whistleblowers call, who weren't bad. They were told, it's actually here. And then she runs over and gets it. They send it out to the field offices, and they go, this is just a bunch of innuendo and crap and stuff about Trump. And Trump went, what? Shut it down. Oh, my God. Yeah, this is the Steele dossier to the 10th degree. It is. And people go, it's ridiculous. Trump's claiming that, Comey and the Democrats controlled the file. They did. And if you know the stuff they do in files and what the stuff they make up, the stuff they file in court, it's just beyond insane. In my cases and other cases I've personally been involved in. So I get where Trump's at. So I don't believe, again, because there's no evidence, and nobody really thinks this, that he actually did something. But the cover-up becomes the moral crime. Now, I'm not throwing the baby out with the bathwater, but I am not going to sit here and not talk about it when it comes up, because I'm not, by extension, becoming part of this. Now, I do think we should spend time on the 500,000 kids. They admit her here. They already found a bunch at Kennedy and, getting the poison shots stopped, which we're doing. And, we need to be judicious and, cover the Epstein stuff, but also cover everything else. But the Democrats have now made this their issue, even though Democrat judges are actually blocking the other real files from being released. So incoming Dems could be enough for Thomas Massie's Epstein discharge petition to release it all. Donald Trump says it's time to end the Epstein hoax. He should say the hoax of the files they're trying to release, not that the thing didn't happen and wasn't wrong. Again, terrible handling of the words of it. Trump revives Epstein crisis to distract from job slump. The media is spinning it that he brought up that to bring up, to cover up jobs. Just all crazy. Hidden camera catches DOJ aide lured by dating app. DOJ posts embarrassing apology over official caught in honey trap by James O'Keefe. DOJ responds to secret tape of official detailing Epstein files plan. Offering her something to keep her quiet, pro-MAGA activist drops bombshell video exposing Trump DOJ official claims on Maxwell's prison move. So here's this guy. We're going to play this clip. Before I do that, I started getting into the one subject. Trump's talking about sending troops into Poland, the stage to go into Ukraine. What do you think of that? What do you think of Kennedy's incredible action so far in testimony yesterday? What do you think about the bad jobs report? What do you think about the big tech meeting with Bill Gates and the rest of it at the White House? The Epstein situation? All of it. Those are a lot of big subjects that you're welcome to call in about here today. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Now, what's interesting is, I get up this morning, I see this, and immediately, because I know how the DOJ works, I've studied it, I go, it's the Deputy Chief of Staff to the Attorney General says government will redact every Republican while leaving all Democrat people on the Epstein list. Now, they did get the files and reportedly expunged Trump out of it, but it's been from sources, just him at Mar-a-Lago, meetings, what women said about it, you know, this or that. Nothing real. Well, then why is he doing that? But we don't know that's the case yet. But now he's backtracked. DOJ Deputy Chief Joseph Schnitt immediately released a statement following OMG bombshell video, denies allegations, claims he was targeted for dating app by undercover reporter. And he goes on to say, I met a woman named Skylar on Hinge, a dating app, in July 2025. Her profile is no longer findable. We had two dates, August 4th and 16th. You didn't have a date. You're being set up. She claims to be an au pair in Georgetown. She have no clue that she was a reporter or recording our dates. Had I a clue, the first date would have ended immediately and there would never have been a second one. Yeah, newsflash, dude. Don't use dating apps to pick women up. Try Home Depot. My profile indicated I did government work, but did not specify for which agency. I never discussed what I do at DOJ. The comments I made were my own personal comments or what I've learned in the media and not from anything I've done or learned at work. I have no knowledge of the circumstances surrounding Ms. Maxwell other than what was reported in the news. I also never divulged anything about what I do at work. I recall that she asked if I had any knowledge about Maxwell, and I specifically said I only know what's been in the media. But he does make this statement that they're going to remove all the Republicans and leave the Democrats. And again, this is all giant years, investigations, grand juries. And they're like, oh, 90% of this is already out when Congress looked at it. Yeah, because when you subpoena everything, you get everything. So I'm just calling it like I see it, each little piece of this. But there has been information coming out that they have been going through and like expunging stuff that's embarrassing to anybody in Trump's orbit, even in association with Epstein. Because now that's enough to, you know, burn you at the stake. Redact every Republican while leaving all the liberal Democrat people on the Epstein list, says Ghislaine Maxwell was moved to a lower security prison as a benefit to keep her mouth shut. But then he goes on to say that's his opinion. Well, I said it looks like that. Whole thing looks bad. So that's some of the other subjects. Also, if you're in the military, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Army, particularly but out on ships, what do you make of the flotilla of destroyers and strike task force off the coast of Venezuela? Do you support the destruction of the reported fentanyl boat, TDA? The president certainly has that authority. It's proven it was innocent people that you can have a war crimes deal, but that's not going to work. But what is your take on that? And do you agree with me? They're gearing up to provocatively hope the Venezuelans do something to one of our ships. They just buzzed them with F-16s. Yeah, Venezuela bought those before they went communist. And I predict that Trump's going to green light, if he hasn't already, the next time they buzz the ships in a atmosphere like this, they're going to get blown out of the air. Or Trump's going to issue a warning. What do you think? 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. All right, let's go to some of this undercover video of the DOJ Deputy Chief, Joseph Schnitt. Here we go.
Oh, those files do exist.
Right. Yeah, thousands and thousands of pages of files. They'll redact them. Every Republican or conservative person in those files, leave all the liberal Democratic people in those files.
I think they visited that Maxwell person.
Yeah.
And also involved.
She got transferred to a minimum security prison too recently, which is against BOP policy because she's a convicted sex offender. They're offering her something to keep her on ship.
That was the acting deputy chief of the Office of Enforcement Operations, Joseph Schnitt, telling a stranger about the FBI and DOJ's handling of the Epstein files. Schnitt, who works at a high level inside the Department of Justice, goes on to comment on the inconsistent statements, special treatment of Ghislaine Maxwell, and the blatant backtracking on promises of transparency.
And what do you do for work here?
I work for the Department of Justice.
Okay.
And they're like 23 years. I'm an analyst. I'll be acting deputy chief of our office for a few months starting next week. I work closely with like all the federal law enforcement agencies and the U.S. attorney's offices, the prosecutors and stuff. The thing is, it's interesting because I do deal with so many of the agencies, like the Bureau of Prisons, the Marshal Service, the FBI, U.S. attorney's offices.
Recently, the FBI and DOJ have come under fire for promising transparency, then refusing to release footage and unredacted documents, going directly against the public's expectations and the promises made by Attorney General Pam Bondi and FBI Director Kash Patel. In a DOJ press release, Attorney General Pam Bondi stated, quote, "This Department of Justice is following through on President Trump's commitment to transparency and lifting the veil on the disgusting actions of Jeffrey Epstein and his co-conspirators," unquote, and also claimed they were shedding light on Epstein's extensive network, only to later claim that Epstein was acting alone, and that the only video evidence they had was of Epstein's personal child porn collection.
Also, to the tens of thousands of video, they turned out to be child porn downloaded by that disgusting Jeffrey Epstein. Child porn is what they were.
In the same press release, Kash Patel claimed, quote, "There will be no cover-ups, no missing documents, and no stone left unturned."
So on the Epstein matter, any other matters, we are diligently working on that. I'm not going to withhold information from the American public ever.
Only to later claim on Joe Rogan's podcast that releasing any videos would re-victimize those impacted.
We're not going to re-victimize women. We're not going to put that shit back out there. It's not happening, because then he wins. Not doing it. You want to hate me for it? Fine.
But, you know, internally, there's a lot of, even within the administration, there's internal conflict.
Okay.
Like, the FBI really wants it. Second in command at FBI has been, like, causing problems because he's like, no, these have to be released.
So the FBI wants them out.
The top two guys that will do that.
And Bonnie does it.
I don't know what Bonnie wants. Bonnie wants whatever job.
Why is there suddenly this internal conflict within the same administration that aggressively campaigned in 2024 to fully release the Epstein files to the American public? What new revelations did the DOJ and FBI make to now say that an incriminating client list does not exist? DOJ analyst Joseph Schnitt comments on these inconsistencies and informs our undercover journalist that even if anything was to be released, it would be heavily redacted in favor of the Republican Party, indicating that this DOJ official, Joseph Schnitt, probably leans Democrat.
Do you think, like, the stuff with Epstein will actually get released or not at all?
If it does, it'll be heavily redacted and his name won't be in it.
But those files do exist.
There's files. Yeah. For sure. There's, thousands and thousands of pages of files. But again, if they're released in any way, it's going to be very redacted. They'll redact.
All right, that's enough. Yeah, I mean, look, I'll just say this. Looking at this guy, he's got earrings in both ears. I'm not trying to be mean. It's my opinion, probably a bisexual liberal. 95% of D.C.'s liberal. I'm imagining the OMG reporter acted like they're liberal to get him to shoot his mouth off. I think this is pure crap. He's just repeating MSNBC talking points. And it goes on from there. So you can make your own assessment of it. But I think he's a Democrat. I think he's a liberal. I'm not accusing him of being a homosexual. I don't know that. I'm just saying he looks like a bisexual to me, liberal. So there you go. And that's just where we are on this. That said, Trump continues to Streisand affect us, and it drives me crazy because he makes the distraction even bigger. Obviously, under the Bush administration, that's what started with Humberto Gonzalez, and then with Obama. And then Trump never got control of the DOJ. We know that in his first 4 years. That's confirmed. They had the files. I was still under investigation via an Obama-ordered deal in his first admin. We got those documents this year from Trump, published them. So Trump's only got partial control now. And so he never had these files. And they were holding them, whatever they wanted to leave. And I remember saying, well, there won't be anything real there. There won't be the hard drives. There won't be the... And there wasn't. And it was salted with what I predicted. Melania was a hooker that worked for Epstein. That's old lies. The old fake Jane Doe's. They even brought up E. Jean Carroll. So I already know this forwards and backwards. Then Trump he's already said it's full of crap. They've had the file. It's a Democrat hoax. Well, then just release it. It's just going to be the old recycled stuff. But the CIA Ratcliffe came to him, and I've knew this 6 months ago, and I said, I don't think we're going to get it because the Mossad was running the operation, but the CIA greenlit it and knew about it and worked with it, and so did MI6. That's what the Maxwells did, was MI6 Mossad. Epstein was kind of stepping into the family business when Daddy died. He literally, when he dies, the bank accounts and stuff go to him. He becomes the new Mossad operative. We know this. This is not debatable. It's like a new revelation every time, you know, Mike Benz or somebody who's a good guy goes, it looks like he was Mossad. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, my God. Pulitzer Prize just figured it out. I said it 15 years ago. And it's not about who said it first. It's just, it's known. And then I have these, you know, crazy MMA fighter in here, and he's talking about it. And then Owen quits, and they run around and say, Owen's fired because he said it was Mossad. Owen quit. Even people defending me go, well, Jones has a right to tell his talk show us what to talk about. And I'm just like, well, that was well done, Owen. Very, very well done by you to quit and then imply you were censored, implied you were fired so you could be a victim. I've got hundreds of new articles saying that. And when I saw it, I said it was all premeditated. That's why I got so pissed. Not that it hurts us. It hurts that I loved Owen and he became so cold the last few years and so arrogant. I wouldn't even talk to the crew and just look them up and down. They're like, yeah, but you just go, they're like... It's just sick. It's so sad. Anyway, it's a side issue. But later I'm going to show you some of these articles. And notice Owen doesn't come out and clarify he wasn't fired. He just sits there going, oh, his plan worked so good. And that's why I'm so mad at it. Because your plan did work good, buddy. All the thinking people see right through you. Really trashy move.
Hey, Chase. Good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take 2 of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant and immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we got calls on the naval buildup off the coast of Venezuela, the destruction of the drug boat. We got calls on the Epstein cover-up, the big tech Legion of Doom powwow last night, Trump and the real ID, the Department of War, and so much more. AI, energy versus Trump's weapons nobody knows about. A lot of cool calls, it looks like. Yeah, we only screen your call for your name, where you're calling from, and if you want to give us, you know, a topic so we know which one it is. We don't screen you for agreeing or disagreeing. We love unfiltered free speech here, ladies and gentlemen, so always know that. A lot of times I go to callers, they go, hey, can I talk about this? Yeah. Talk about whatever you want, but a lot of times I throw out certain topics. I'd like to hear your view on those. So, Pentagon warns the cartel is running to Venezuela after F-16s that we sold them decades ago flown near U.S. warships. They buzzed them, which is a very aggressive move in a time of war like this. Not official, but we're basically at war. Millions dead from the fentanyl, mainly coming out of Venezuela that runs the Mexican drug cartels. Now they've kind of backed off. Now it's coming out of Canada. That's another issue, but a lot of it still comes out of Venezuela. I believe Trump is being provocative here, hoping they do something stupid so Maduro can be removed. They put a $50 million bounty on his head 2 weeks ago, as you know. Let's talk to Jody in Florida, former Navy, or current Navy, just says Navy, on the aircraft USA versus Venezuela. Jody, thanks for calling. What's your take on this?
Yeah, hi. I'm a 10-year Navy veteran. I can tell you this for a fact. There's a 500-yard buffer for aircraft buzzing naval ships. That's during peacetime or in international waters. But usually there is a major warning quite before they get the 500-yard buffer for what they call buzzing. By them declassifying or classifying the cartels as terrorists, that changes the rules of engagement. I don't think, as a strict constitutionalist, I don't think we should have done what we did to the boat in international waters. I just honestly believe that the provocation is real. They're going to make it real. Whether it is or not, it could, now that they buzzed one time or multiple times, that gives them, under the terrorist label, the rules of engagement are going to change. So they're going to end up taking them out, but that's the pretext to that.
So you agree whether we're for regime change or not, and I get your point, even though Maduro's bad, it's really not constitutional to do that. And look at all the bad regime change we've done. So I'm kind of on the fence on that, but I lean towards you. But regardless, you agree with me that this is Trump, a provocation, begging Maduro to do something, and Maduro is making some stupid moves right now.
Well, so could Trump on the set a precedent for, say, a liberal president to do the same another time. But I do think that the change, I'll put it this way, is it okay to kill one to save 100? But the problem becomes, what happens when you have to kill 49 to save 51?
Exactly. That thinking gets really dangerous. But what about Thomas Jefferson sending in the first Barbary War, where they were kidnapping our people, seizing our ships, demanding the equivalent of tens of billions in bounty, and those different Islamic states? And so he sent in a bunch of ships and had a four-year war with them to defeat them and get them to stop.
There's a necessity for good and there's a necessity for bad, for evil. Both go hand in hand because one works with the other, like hand in glove. If there is no provocation, then there shouldn't be a response.
Well, what do you think about fentanyl? Because, look, if he's going to attack Venezuela, they're not the main group doing it. They were. What about Canada, where they basically aren't even prosecuting people that are producing it, and they let China ship in the precursor chemicals?
Now, see, this is the thing. When Canada opened up to Cuba, that's where China has us now from the south, and where we had the issues in the first Trump administration with China using China as test grounds or practicing grounds, maneuvers, but now they have us at the Cuban border. So it's going to be easier for the fentanyl to come in that way. But to do it.
But do we have a right to blow up ships bringing in fentanyl? I think we do.
In international waters, then that would be like someone blowing us up for.
No, I get your point. We've got to wait till they cross into our waters.
By common sense, you would have to, only because you set the pretense for us sitting in, like us. Okay, we used to sit in the Bay of Naples. And what if someone came up, which they did, and would, run a boat into in international waters. They got close enough, they did it. But we have to respect certain things, and because it's going to come back to bite us in the ass.
I hear you. I hear you. I think it's definitely borderline what Trump's doing. Look, clearly he's trying to start a war with Venezuela. Because they're the biggest oil reserve in the world, ever Saudi Arabia. And Trump wants a political diversion, let's just be honest. And the U.S. sees it as, thanks for the call, as a Monroe Doctrine. He loves William McKinley in the Spanish-American War. He said that would be his model. He's doing it. He wants to impress dominance in the hemisphere. We built the Panama Canal. American presidents gave it away. I'm for pushing the Chi-Coms out. The government wants us to do it. The people do. So I was all for taking the Panama Canal, which has basically been done without a shot being fired. This is a little escalatory. So as much as I know why Trump's doing it, understand the doctrine, it is dangerous. Thank you. Jefferson in Virginia, AI energy versus Trump, has weapons nobody knows about. Yeah, remember Trump said that we control space and time. We have super weapons. What's your view on that? Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
Yeah, Trump talks about the weapons that nobody understands and won't believe we have. They're sort of our ace in the hole. If we get into a conflict over Taiwan or something like that with China, the entire Chinese Navy would be obliterated by weapons that they wouldn't recognize we had. But there's a kid named Ashton Forbes who's always on three times a week talking about the disappearance of MH370 and how that involves our CIA and military involved in teleporting aircraft out of the sky to another location like Diego Garcia.
Yeah, and real footage has caught that. We should get Ashton Forbes on, in fact. Get him on, guys.
But what it reveals is that we've been hiding the fact that we have fusion reactors for 30 years. So fission is an antiquated concept. When people talk about the AI centers using compact fission reactors, that's ludicrous. We have a solution that's better than fission reactions. We don't have to worry about meltdowns.
Have you noticed they're now building all these secret facilities, quote, for national security data centers? It's not really that. What my inside sources is actually this new advanced technology.
Right, but they're going to tell us it's something that it's not. They're not going to reveal what it actually is. Hal Putoff is on video in 1994 telling investors that when we have a resurgence in nuclear power, we're actually going to have it be zero-point energy generators hidden in the nuclear plants, and we'll tell people they're nuclear plants, but they're actually zero-point energy plants.
No, I agree with you on that, and we know the equations have been around for 50 years. We know that they've built a lot of it and then suppressed it. So how do we know the Russians and Chi-Coms don't have this?
Well, I'm sure we've been monitoring what's been going on with them. We don't want that technology to get in other people's hands. That's why MH370 was disappeared, because those people were defecting to China with the technology and the free-scale semiconductors that make zero-point energy possible. So the proliferation is something we've been watching very closely. That's why we deny that we have any advances in this field. Anytime somebody comes up with free energy, that patent is denied and those people are disappeared. So anyway, it's just something we really need to dive into, that Trump knows something's up, but I don't think he's getting the full story on the capability.
Yeah, people don't know. There's actually U.S. laws on disruptive technology where they can literally just disappear you.
Right, National Security Patent Act, where you can't patent it, and if you try to commercialize it, they'll just disappear you. But this, you know, simple example was Stanley Meyer with the water engine. He stumbled upon zero point energy in the process of trying to make hydrogen and oxygen a fuel for cars, and it was because of the frequency of the high voltage regulation of the direct current voltage. Anyway. It's a subject matter we really need to dive into, but Ashton Forbes is a student of this. He stumbled upon the videos of MH370 being disappeared, and his research into this, it's much like the white papers of all these other...
Sure, and he said all this, and then Trump's science czar comes out and says, we control space and time, and we know through the theoretical physics this is real. It's going on, so... Wow.
Right. It's amazing. But we really need to get do it.
And instead of talking about this, all we talk about is Epstein all day, which I'm not saying don't talk about it, but like we have to all triage this and ask how much should we spend on Epstein versus all these other issues?
Correct. because, you know, energy scarcity is everything. Money is about energy. Energy is
money is a symbol of energy.
Right. And if we have free energy, then it changes our economy. It's disruptive. But we have to figure out what the disruption leads to. What will be the parallel switchover? How will our
Well, it's something this revolutionary free energy it's unlimited. I mean, we can do anything. We should have AI sending out, you know, terraforming operations to make it all pro-human, all human expansionist, like Elon says. We have to control our evolution, not decide we're obsolete because this thing can do this. No, it can. We control it. We must make AI worship humans that were made by God. We must make AI worship God.
Right. But how does Elon Musk not know about this? That's the real question. Can we terraform Mars using zero-point energy?
I can tell you there's a basis on the dark side of the moon. I can tell you that right now. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
There are. Okay. All right, let's go to a duck in Chicago. Trump meeting with big tech, Bill Gates, and RFK developments yesterday. Go ahead, duck.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Real quick, before I make my comment, I just want to say, you know, I saw Owen's new post with him on the golf course being off into obscurity in the future. So,
well, I didn't see that, but let me explain something. I loved Owen the first 7 years I knew him. The last 3 years he got very cold, very weird, very arrogant. Out of respect and just sadness, we thought he would snap out of it. It got worse and worse. Then he called up me Monday and said, I quit. There's nothing you can do unless you give me more money. And by the way, I'm going to promote a new show. And all of a sudden I just said, dude, just go. I'm sorry. And then he went on the air and implied I was censoring him. I knew what it would do. Never censored him. Total crap. You know, I'm busy. I maybe watch 30 minutes of a show a day. I would notice that last year he'd bitch if I gave him articles or ideas, and it would act like that was me controlling him. He was so desperate to have that narrative. So I don't want to talk bad about, I'll do a little bit later, just showing, here's my beef. I haven't checked since this morning. He has yet to come out and say he wasn't fired. I didn't tell him not to talk about Trump. He implied all that, knowing what would happen, and now the front of, you know, Yahoo and CNN are saying this, to act like I don't, you know, because I've said I don't control what my hosts say, which is true. So if I'm really secretly censoring, then I'm a liar. So he literally attacked my integrity to boost himself. And I knew when I saw the show, I couldn't watch it all, it made me so mad, that he was doing that. And so I'm like, whoa, dude, like this is really uncool. You want to leave? Fine. Do not boost yourself lying about me and my crew that are so in battle. I mean, we're at the Alamo swinging muskets here, okay? And, like, he wants to cut and run. That's fine. Like he did when he thought the Onion bought us. He cut and run. He still wanted to come back. I let him. So that's why I'm pissed at Owen. But I'm real. So I wasn't going to control what I said Tuesday. I apologize to listeners that I got so nasty. But I don't apologize to him because I meant what I said. But I don't want to talk about him anymore. What, is there a video of him playing golf or something?
Yeah, he's teeing off. And he's saying, I still love InfoWars, and I hope Alex Jones the best and everything.
Oh, I predicted to my producers Monday night, I said, he'll post a video tomorrow morning how much he loves us. Because it's the calculation, you see. To do all the vague attacks and imply he was censored, imply he didn't get a raise, which total lie, 87% raise in those years. And my crew's like, oh, he won't do that. I said, watch. And so then I said Tuesday, I said, I want you to clarify you weren't fired. Has there been a clarification?
And here's my point.
No, hold on. Where is the clarification? Because, look, I don't care if CNN lies about me or Paul Weiss Law Firm of the Democratic Party. But when I have been somebody's friend and didn't do anything to them, I take it personal. So, yeah, people say, don't get mad. Don't be emotional. No, I'm real. Okay? And so this kind of, I'm pissed all the time about this because it makes me lose more faith in humanity and it hurts my feelings. And so I don't want to hear, oh, I still love InfoWars. Oh, you still love us after you screwed us? Oh, thank you so much. No, I want to hear you weren't censored. I want to hear you got an 87% raise. I don't want to show your own paperwork here because if he denies it, I'll show it. I want him to say he is sorry for treating us worse than an animal. That's what I want. I don't want to talk about him anymore. You called it another topic. Let's move on from that.
Okay. I was just going to add that if I was going to resign, I would go to my boss first behind closed doors. But, okay, so...
No, he didn't. It was worse than that. Okay.
Well, okay.
Okay, he called up. He called me up after walking off for no reason Thursday when I just called the producer and said, hey, Kyle Sarver's got breaking news of Owen wants him. That never means to do that. I mean, that's what you do in a newsroom. Do it all the time. My crew comes into Kyle's like, hey, you want this, want that, want that? That's what we do. So let's move on from that. Right. That's like having a football in a football game. The issue I got mad about up front and was sad was that he literally was talking to me like, oh, yeah, I'm leaving. Yeah, whatever. The ship's going down. But you know what? If you're really desperate, if you give me more money, I'll stay, but I'm going to put my new show. If I care about it. He already had a show. I don't care. It was the way he did it, talking to me like I was literally a crack whore and he was my pimp. That's the way to describe it. And he's already had that arrogant attitude. I was like, nope, no need to come in. Thank you. I appreciate you. I wish you well. Goodbye. Then he runs on air for 5.5 hours and imply he was censored and imply he was kicked out of here. All I said was, no, you don't need to do me a favor. He goes, I can do you a favor and come back and do a week. I said, no favor needed, buddy boy. Okay, so let's move on from him. You called in about Trump and big tech, Bill Gates and RFK. Go ahead.
Right. So my point is that, you know, Bill Gates and when I see Trump kind of smirking to Bill Gates, like, and like being all part of this group, Bill Gates should be on trial for Nuremberg 2.0 along with Fox.
No, I agree. It gives legitimacy to Bill Gates. In fact, I sent you guys a screenshot of Melania looking on at him nicely. You know, I mean, it's like his own wife left him and won't meet with him. And I just, exactly, what do you have this guy, this mass murderer, Jeffrey Epstein confidant, like, what are you doing? And I get to have the enemies close, okay? It still isn't good optics.
And I still have the blue shirt that says arrest Fauci and Gates. I wear it proudly still today.
That's a real InfoWars classic. By the way, let's put that shirt back out at Bigley. Arrest Fauci and Gates.
Right. And you know, in addition to that is that why is, I understand he's trying to keep his enemies close, but it still gives Gates kind of like a forum. And like, you know, the ability to reach out and say, yeah, we're going to do this and we're trying to still produce, vaccines and everything. And Trump's just nodding his head and just being like, yeah. And it's like, what is going on here? And, you know, it's just, I cannot understand I know everyone says, yeah, he's playing 3D, 4D chess. I cannot gather what is going on in Trump's brain or in the administration's brain after Kennedy just came out and totally destroyed
not just his performance yesterday against all those scumbags, but the real actions of Kennedy, they are shutting it down. They are, I mean, you heard the Democrats like, you're killing the whole vaccine program. You bet, you dumb bitch. I mean, exactly. It's paradoxical because Trump's doing all this good through his administration. It's game changing and he does all this other weirdness. It makes you want to pull my hair out. Good thing I'm bald. Thanks for the call. You know, I figured I might get calls about Owen and I'm emotional about people I've really cared about stabbing me in the back. And, it just makes me see red because when I saw what he did, that I couldn't watch more than an hour of it. The next day I watched another hour and I got so pissed right before the show. I could see the premeditation and acting like he's nice, but censored, this and that. And I knew it was going to come out in the news and of course it did. And now even my defenders are like, it's okay to censor if you own a company. I didn't censor him. It's not true. I didn't fire him. I show you all the stacks of art. It's not that it even hurts me. It's that it's sick. It's sick. It's sick. And so, you know, we are so in battle. We are under such attack. I just want to win. And if somebody wants to cut and run, I would have been nice. I remember telling him when he's quitting, I'm like, well, hey, when you're launching your own show, maybe why don't we go to the network with new owners? We're going to go 20 hours a day. Maybe you want to be on this. No, I don't want to be with you. I don't want to work with you. I know Harrison, when he thought we were shut down in November, was like, hey, maybe we'll do a show sometime together. We'll be guests on each other's shows. No, I don't want to work with you. Harrison's like, oh, I thought you were, okay. This is, he's on a power trip and on an ego trip, and it ate his brain, as best I can tell. That's my opinion. So I don't want to talk about Owen anymore. Like, I don't even think I'm going to show all the articles and just talk about it. It doesn't matter. If he wants to run around the rest of his life and be the guy censored by Alex Jones and play victim, then that's his, and I don't care. What gets to me is that I would never do that to somebody that had been faithful and nice to me. But I guess that's just the way people are now. So, okay, great. That's who you are. I have my integrity, and it doesn't matter. But don't play some, they confirm what the caller said, some sophistic thing about, oh, I'm out here having fun at the golf course. Girl, you know, you still love InfoWars. You still love it. How big of you when you obliquely and with innuendo act like you were censored and controlled, knowing what would be said so you could have your, oh, I never had a raise. Oh, maybe I'm wrong. Just, you know, just on and on. I mean, here, I'll just show you some of the headlines here. You know what? So go back to calls here. Let's just show you a few of these, what I'm talking about. Here, this is just the last few days. Look at this overhead shot. Alex Jones dumps InfoWars host for being too anti-Trump. He publicly quit, but the way he said it all, boom. MAGA Rising Star. Rising Star's show is imploding. Kicked off InfoWars for turning against Trump. Not true. Alex Jones kicks MAGA Rising Star Shore off InfoWars turning against Trump. InfoWars host probably kicked off show for turning anti-Trump. The New Republic, the liberals. Alex Jones dumps InfoWars host for being too anti-Trump. InfoWars host abruptly splits after Alex Jones to anti-Trump label. No, I just said on air we shouldn't be so black-pilled. We should just report the good things and the bad things. That's just my opinion. I'm allowed to say what I want. That's not censorship. InfoWars host quits after being branded too anti-Trump. It goes on and on. Other host, Alex Jones fires Owen Schroyer. Nope, not true. Oh, Yahoo, MAGA Rising Star accused of the ultimate sin. Civil War erupts. So, no, Owen knew what he was doing. And when I saw it, because I could tell him, he said it over and over, he was scripted. It was scripted. The way he would say it to be deceptive, to be able to, because he knows the crew, and Trish, he was just kind of like, well, I knew he was mad I was criticizing Trump and getting his White House cut off. He was really upset, and, you know, I was having problems. Do you think the White House cares what you're saying, Owen? You think I'm losing? I don't even want White House access. I access the White House, what we cover on air. Get it the other way around. We are the leadership here. I am, the listeners, our guests, what we do. We move the needle. The White House is downstream from us. Politics is downstream from the grassroots. This is the grassroots. This audience is the grassroots. So just the classic narrative, oh, a little too close on Israel, a little too close. What? It's lies. So, I saw it, I knew what it was, been proven I was right, that's fine. Go away and go play golf. And I wish you the best of luck.
We've got 25% off store-wide for all apparel, but we've decided this week to sweeten the deal by giving you buy one, get one, 50% off for either the Shilajit Complex Capsules or the Shilajit Gummy. These gummies are delicious. They boost your testosterone, your vitality, and so much more. I take them every single day, and I've noticed a marked difference in my life. It doesn't stop there. We've got buy one, get one, 50% off for Atomic Defense as well. This is designed using ingredients that have been used for thousands of years to boost immune support. So please go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now. It doesn't stop there. We are officially launching the Alex Jones War Bonds. You'll see here that there's a code right there. You can pause it. The first person to use this code does get $110 on the store. The way it works is you pay $100, you get this mailed to you. It comes with a custom code that will allow you to get $110 in store credit to the store. So pause it. First person to use this code gets $110, and make sure you show your support at the AlexJonesStore.com.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. It all used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue, my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Robert Barnes is coming up. Then I'll continue with your phone calls. I'll hit a few right now. And we'll go into the fourth hour, live and ranking with huge breaking news on massive fronts. You want to know what the Department of War designation is really all about? You're about to find out. But this is what I told you in the last few days about Owen. The arrogance, the not talking to the crew, the looking people up and down like they're trash the last 3 years. The coldness, you know, bring him articles like we always do to each other and being like getting all mad about it. Just bizarre behavior. And like I said, he's just in love with himself and shows up 10 minutes before the show and all of this, and it's too good for InfoWars. And then he implies he's fired and kicked out and, you know, that he was censored, but oh, he wasn't later in a 5.5 hour stream. He knows if he basically says he's censored here, 2 hours later says he wasn't censored, the media is going to cut that out and say that he was censored to again boost himself. Like he was so edgy and so incredible that Alex Jones censored him. That's a stunt at our expense. That's why I'm mad. That's an assault. That's a lie. So a caller calls in earlier. You heard him. And he goes, oh, yeah, Owen, you know, is hitting a ball off into obscurity. I don't want him to be obscure. I hope he has a come to Jesus moment and goes back to the old Owen I loved. And all the money we raised for him and all the things we did, him saying he didn't get a raise. He got 3 raises, 87% increase in pay since he claimed he never had a pay raise. I mean, I have his financial stuff right here. I'm just waiting for him to say it's not true. We'll put it out. But notice he doesn't do that. He doesn't respond and say, no, Alex didn't censor me now, that it's all over the news, hundreds of articles, TV shows everywhere, that he was two on Trump and, you know, two on Israel. No, he just goes 4 days after this all breaks and says, I'm out here playing golf. I don't have a care in the world. Everything's so great. I still love InfoWars. Oh, you still love it. Like he's taking the high road and he's the good guy. And this is exactly what I predicted Monday night at the crew. I said, there'll be a video tomorrow, video we made years ago promoting him. Love it. About, oh, it was a great ride. I'll always love InfoWars. Really, always love it when you stabbed us in the back on the way going out the door. And I saw what he was doing. I'm smart. I know manipulators. I don't manipulate. I just go straight on with the facts. Takes too much time to sit there and manipulate. But he's like, I don't have a care in the world. I don't care. Yeah, well, the country's burning. World's going down. They're trying to shut us down. He told me on the phone. He goes, I'm not going down the ship. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of the fight there. I'm like, you just get a paycheck, do a show. Fine. We thought we were getting shut down in November by The Onion and Bloomberg. He didn't even tell anybody. So the producer, I quit. Goodbye. Goes and launches his network. He thinks on the publicity of it. When he didn't raise any money, he went, ooh, I want to come back. That is uncool, and I put up with it and was ashamed for him. I didn't talk crap about him to the crew. I just said, watch out when he's getting mad and walking off. He wants us to fire him to play victim. I'm not going to do it. But he thought, ooh, I'll quit, but then imply I was fired. Have cake, eat it too. Have cake, eat it too. And I have called all of this. So here he is. This is why I'm pissed at him. Oh, he's taking the high road. I just stabbed you in the back a whole bunch and told lies. Isn't that okay? I don't have a care in the world. I'm out here playing golf. Ha, ha, ha. Here it is.
Hey, Owen, what do you have to say to Alex Jones?
Alex Jones is a living legend, and I have
nothing but appreciation for everything he did for me. I wish you nothing but the best, Alex. Now watch this drive.
A George Bush quote. Yeah, well, I don't play golf, Owen. I did 30 years ago. I don't have time for that. Amazing.
Just like the Owen Report launches October 6th.
Just, he is such a ego trip, man. And so that sliminess you just saw, that was not him 3 years ago. He has metastasized into that creature that would lie and say we censored him and didn't give him pay raises when he quit for a publicity stunt. I mean, that is, okay, I'm done. That's it. I'm not talking about him again. But you just saw why I'm pissed. And you saw that arrogance right there? It was five times that on the phone. Oh, yeah. Are you desperate? Are you desperate? I said, he said it twice. He goes, yeah, if you want to be real, yeah, are you really desperate? And I went, I'm actually not desperate, dude. I said, fine, don't come in. And then he runs off and said, I basically fired him. What? He said, I'm leaving. Okay, fine.
We've got 25% off store-wide for all apparel, but we've decided this week to sweeten the deal by giving you buy one, get one 50% off for either the Shilajit Complex Capsules or the Shilajit Gummy. These gummies are delicious. They boost your testosterone, your vitality, and so much more. I take them every single day, and I've noticed a marked difference in my life. It doesn't stop there. We've got buy one, get one 50% off for Atomic Defense as well. This is designed using ingredients that have been used for thousands of years to boost immune support. So please go to the alexjonesstore.com right now. It doesn't stop there. We are officially launching the Alex Jones War Bonds. You'll see here that there's a code right there. You can pause it. The first person to use this code does get $110 on the store. The way it works is you pay $100. You get this mailed to you. It comes with a custom code that will allow you to get $110 in store credit to the store. So pause it. First person to use this code gets $110. And make sure you show your support at thealexjonesstore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
People I know, Robert Barnes, an incredible constitutional lawyer. And when it comes to history and just general knowledge of the world, that's what I do. And who I respect is people that have deep knowledge in specific topics and who are right the most often. So you wonder who I want on. You wonder who I follow, what I do, who has integrity, who has knowledge, either in specifics or in general areas, and who is right, who bats 1,000. And the more somebody bats close to 1,000, the more I'm going, okay, you got my intention. So people say I bat 1,000. It's because I associate with people that bat 1,000. And this isn't about an ass-kissing contest, but we got to celebrate the people that know what they're doing. Bobby Barnes knows what he's talking about. So I was planning to bring up foreign policy and threats to Trump first, and then Epstein. And then incredible job of Kennedy and where that really is and the Bill Gates visit last night at the White House. And I asked Bob, while you heard the music playing, because he just got on connecting a little late, as he tends to do. And he said, I want to cover foreign policy threat to Trump. Well, that was my first topic. So we are simpatico, compadre. So great to have you here with us, Robert Barnes. Let's get into that right now. The main threat to Trump.
No question. The main threat to Trump stays on the foreign policy front because of how it could jeopardize everything else he's doing. So that if he gets trapped, the Senate wants to drag him in, you know, when it's not attacking Robert Kennedy, the other thing the Senate wants to do is to drag him into foreign conflicts, whether it's to continue to stay involved in Ukraine when we need to exit as Ukraine collapses on the military front, whether it's, you know, Israel talking about being greater Israel or talking about going back at Iran all over again or talking about, you know, ethnically cleansing Gaza, whatever they're up to. It's Marco Rubio's pals in the State Department who would like to overthrow the Venezuelan government. These are areas that have a lot more risk than reward. that there's a lot more risk if we get into another Middle Eastern conflict, a lot more risk if we get dragged and stuck in Ukraine, a lot more risk if we, if Venezuela goes sideways, than the reward if it goes well. So I think those are the key. I mean, and right now the big pressure point is clearly Ukraine. Trump did everything in August to try to create an exit strategy. That is, the Europe has refused to go along. Zelensky has refused to go along. They have both said that they will not accept basically any peace deal on any terms. The Zelensky would rather, you know, rule over a tiny rump Ukraine than have to sign a peace deal that takes away all of his money laundering machine and exposes his long criminality during the way in which they've engaged in this war. I mean, they're bringing disabled people to the front lines, kids to the front lines, pregnant women to the front lines in Ukraine. They were able to hack and get into, I suspect, those Russian intelligence, but whoever the hack was, 1.7 million dead or missing Ukrainians.
By the way, I forgot that broke a week ago. 1.7 million, just like Trump said, it's millions on the Ukraine side, a half million on the Russian, and now it's confirmed their own numbers. Trump was right. He was giving us classified information, which only the commander-in-chief was allowed to do at will.
Yeah, and at this point, the worst thing would be for us to get dragged into that conflict. Or here's the different ways it could go. Trump doesn't exit it, continues to support it or be perceived as supporting it. Then the Ukraine frontline collapses in, say, November, December, and Russia just takes all of it or takes whatever they want, and then he gets blamed for Ukraine losing the war.
And that's what Trump warned Zelensky 5 months ago of. So look at these headlines. NATO troops in Ukraine legitimate targets even if they're there for a peace deal. Trump ready to place more U.S. troops in Poland amid Russia threat. The whole thing's collapsing. Kremlin says unacceptable Western plan for Ukraine security guarantees. Putin's taking over major cities every few days, towns. It's all falling. It's collapsing, just like Victor Boots said they would do. The Russians are already ready to do it. They're going to circle Kharkiv and Kiev very soon. That'll be the moment of truth on whether Trump, quote, backstops a NATO invasion billed as a peacekeeping operation. So this thing has now come to its incredible thermonuclear war head.
And it's very much, I mean, the only filter to understand the Ukrainian conflict is the globalist versus humanity filter and framework that you've put on it. Like, these people that think of this as an America's war, they think of it as a European war, they think of the American empire, these kind of things, that's really not the case. What you have is a globalist empire in the post-Cold War era that uses governments and countries to promote a small elite agenda that is against the interest of its own people. That's why, look at all the European leaders pushing this. Starmer in the UK, Macron in France, Merz in Germany. And of course, Zelensky himself in Ukraine. What stands out about them is they are, Macron just became the most unpopular person in the history of France in leadership. He's at 15% approval. No one's ever had that level of approval. Starmer is hated throughout the rest of the UK. His approval rating is in the low double digits, low 20s. The same with Merz. Merz, deeply unpopular in Germany. All three countries' economies are tanking. Debt is skyrocketing. They're not able. They're all of them are talking about going to the IMF. Well, what does that mean? That means going to come to us to bail them out. And yet they're the ones that are going to continue to promote this foolish war. So you have in Ukraine, of course, the overwhelmingly 70% of Ukrainians want an end to this war. They want a negotiated conflict. They want to take Trump's exit ramp. It's Zelensky who's refusing to allow that to happen. Macron and all the other and all these European leaders, they don't care about their domestic population. Zelensky doesn't care about Ukrainians. Macron doesn't care about the French. Starmer doesn't care about the British. And Merz doesn't care about the Germans. They care about the globalist empire they're there to serve. They're there to leverage their local resources, their local population, as princes in this feudal system of globalism.
That's right. And they admit recreated. All the economic ministers of the Northern Group, the main EU group, they all have said, as you know, for 2 years, I don't know, you know this, Barnes, we're going to, our business model is a 20 to 30 year war. We'll use it to control our populations and then Russia will fall. We'll break it in five parts. Russia already kicked your ass with U.S. backing. It is delusional. I mean, look, Napoleon was a great general. Hitler was, you know, a lot smarter than these people and a bad guy. If Hitler and Napoleon couldn't beat the Russians, dumbasses, you have already had your ass kicked with Ursula von der Leyen wearing her pantsuits. I mean, this is really creepy.
Oh, completely. And it's very, very dangerous. I mean, they want to drag us in. They want to drag Trump in. They want to drag Trump in under, hey, you don't want to be seen as losing the war. The war is lost. The war is already lost. The question now is how do we and how does Trump extract himself from it and extract America from it in a way that doesn't drag us further down. And then the other thing they're obsessed with is they're obsessed with these secondary sanctions. I mean, I don't understand why, like, there are legitimate issues that America can have with India in terms of H-1B visas, in terms of tech transfer, range of things. But India is a tiny drop in the bucket in terms of the trade deficit. They're way down the list. Their trade, in fact, if you include everything, India doesn't even, we don't even have a trade deficit with India if you include certain services and royalty payments and the like. So why are we getting into an economic war with India over Ukraine? Why are we getting into an economic war pushing India to Russia and China together? As you pointed out, it's a multipolar world. No, almost nobody in the global Western press covered how monumental this past week in China was. This was the multipolar world is not some idea. It is now here.
And Modi was on our side until this threat of 100% tariff over oil from Russia. Now they've driven him right in there, and you got the biggest military parade ever. We don't want the U.S. power to fall because of our dollar. It'll kill us all. So explain to them how big a deal this was.
I mean, what effectively has happened is the whole world now believes that because they think the U.S., due to Biden administration policy, that Trump has not completely reversed, is that we'll weaponize everything. We'll weaponize our trading relationship. We'll weaponize diplomatic access. We'll weaponize the dollar itself. We'll weaponize access to the U.S. banking system. We'll access everything. And so the whole world is like, well, we can't be that dependent on the U.S. So what has happened is the biggest economies in the world outside of the U.S., which, despite what the media would like to say, and some of the critics include Russia. Russia is one of the very few self-sustaining economies in the world. It can self-sustain.
By the way, just to interrupt you, I agree when you continue. This is the new parade, not the one famously 10 years ago. Literally, all the weapons are clones of the U.S., showing how much they infiltrated us. I mean, all of this is clones of our stuff. This is sick. Keep going, sorry.
And what's significant about this is, historically, the Chinese Communist Party didn't have a lot to do with what happened in World War II. That was more they cashed my check, as they called them in the White House, the Chinese nationalists who were fighting predominantly the Japanese, more so than the Chinese Communists, who were more in the interior as part of their civil war. They historically have not put on this kind of parade. The fact that they use this opportunity is really their coming out opportunity. And then the images with him and Putin and the North Korean leader, but also earlier in the week, including Modi of India, that we put Russia, China, and India, that you put them together, they are more powerful economically and materially and in terms of population, and now increasingly monetarily than
And let's Western be clear, Europe our troops have great weapons and will fight. But when it comes to even parade drills and everything, when you see the Chinese all acting like robots, people make jokes about that. That goes back to the Germans and the Prussians. When you can get troops to act like robots, they'll die like robots. So the point is this and by the way, we fought them at the end of the Korean War. They sent 3 million in, and then they started kicking our ass, and then MacArthur was going to drop nukes, and then Truman blocked that. I mean, the Chi-Coms in a full war now are not a joke. So this is not a good situation.
Exactly. And now that we've put them all next to each other. Before, China had this adversary to the north, Russia, and a big adversary to the east, India. And now they're allies. And we're making this worse. That, I know that, apparently there were some people that were paying to do a campaign on social media about India, but people got caught up in that and they ignored. It's still bad policy what we're doing in India right now, in my opinion, because we're pushing, and with Russia. With Ukraine, we're pushing Russia to China, and now we're pushing India into China. And
our policy since the 50s has been a Russian-China split. Who is this Chi-Com agents? We know Bill Gates is a Chi-Com agent. Are these Chi-Com agents sabotaging, or are these complete idiots in the Trump administration?
I think it's a lot of dangerous people. So, like Kellogg, look at Kellogg and his daughter. What is Kellogg's daughter doing in Ukraine? Why? It appears she's making money off of this huge money laundering grift. She's out there attacking the Ukrainian journalists.
So they don't care. Just like Israel only cares about itself, doesn't think about other repercussions with Netanyahu. Exactly. They're just thinking about their little scams. That's why we don't even have a real policy, because it's all a bunch of grift.
Correct. Exactly. And Trump has instincts to get us out of these conflicts, but hasn't had the ability as yet to just act on it. He doesn't want to offend the Senate. He doesn't want the Senate to come after him is my take. And it's like, the Senate's going to be the Senate anyway. The Senate's a bunch of corrupt crooks. They've been crooks ever since the 17th Amendment went through. You know, as soon as they were directly elected, they became controlled by the donor class, not the voters.
Sure, so let's be clear, though. You're absolutely right. It's all coming to a head. Everybody has exhaustion over this 15-year war, 3.5 years of full war, but it's definitely coming to a head. The EU's saying they're going to send him with NATO, 250,000 troops. They want Trump to backstop. He's made announcements he may backstop to the Polish president. So the escalatory situation is going into high gear. They just sent 100,000 more North Korean troops in to fight, on top of the other 50,000. And Russia and China are announcing they're ready for full war and they're not going to back down. I mean, how do we disarm this?
I think the path that he was on, the exit ramp that he was discussing with Putin in Alaska is the right one. That you, and what Trump's got to do is, at a minimum, he's got to make it clear to the Europeans and Zelensky that we are out, no matter what. So that their best option to preserve Ukraine, to preserve Odessa, to preserve Kiev, to preserve anything going forward, to avoid getting criminally prosecuted for all of Zelensky's crimes with he and his buddies, what they've done with U.S. money and U.S. weapons, which is ship it to other people, which is laundering.
It's what Elon and Senator Mike Lee said 4 or 5 months ago. He must say, we're leaving NATO, we're cutting funds, stop it now. Russia's ready to make a deal. Instead, Russia understands, as Putin warned, we want Trump to do this, but we think he's not in control. We're not going to stop. So they're forcing them in this position to continue their victory. The Russians don't want to gamble. They want to stop NATO expansion, but we're forcing the Russians to gamble because there's a power vacuum.
Yeah, completely. And so the Trump's just got to put his foot down with Zelensky. His leverage is with the Europeans. It is not with Russia. For Russia, this is existential. For Russia, they cannot have an adversary on their border.
As you said, they've gotten stronger under the sanctions, being autonomous.
Absolutely. Well, they basically instituted an industrial policy. And that's the other reason. His big SCOTUS case now is going to be his tariff authority case. What is jeopardizing that, in my opinion, I think he will win and get a reversal before the Supreme Court if he takes this one key step. Quit weaponizing the tariffs as a political tool. Continue to use it solely as an economic tool.
So you think Elon was right when he said it shouldn't be a political tool, it should be economic.
Exactly. That's it has to be a successful industrial policy. Also, legally, his basis is that we're running a big trade deficit. That's what gives him the authority to issue tariffs. When he starts going around and doing them for reasons that have nothing to do with the trade deficit, like with India, with whom, if you actually do the, you include everything, we're actually running a trade deficit.
If it's political, it undermines the argument of the Supreme Court.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And that's my big concern is what happens if he loses his authority to do trade policy? He might have to refund all the tariffs. Billions and billions of dollars he might have to send back from the Treasury. So, you know, something he's been bragging about for a year that it gives him the potential roadmap. He's talking about getting rid of the income tax on Americans and substituting in tariffs. I'm all for that. But in order for that to happen, he's got to get the Supreme Court to say his legal authority to do it. In order to do that, he's got to stay away from using it for Lindsey Graham's latest reasons. And that, you know, it's a good transition into, as you pointed out, on the whole Greater Israel project. And we both defended Israel in a range of contexts, but are not reflexive supporters of bad ideas just because it's from Israel. It's clear they're launching this greater, I don't know if you saw this thing, the Washington Post print. We're going to make Gaza into Monaco or some crazy.
Well, that's what Kushner said 2 years ago. But yeah, now they're doing it. I did see it. What's the headline? We'll pull it up. Yeah, they're literally admitting they're going to ethically cleanse it and build like a Las Vegas there.
Yeah, exactly. They're like all these big fancy buildings. Gaza? Well, but this is like some crazy plan for the worst set of projects in America. It's Gaza. It's the hellhole of hellholes. I mean, and they're talking about they're going to get people to voluntarily leave. That kind of sounds like ethnic cleansing to me. It's like, I didn't sign up for any of this. I didn't sign up for BB's latest, greatest Israel, whatever the heck that is. I have no interest in that. But
let's be clear. BB doesn't think even about Israel. He thinks about him and his political power. He doesn't think about second order, third order consequences.
Exactly. That's the problem. That's like all these European idiots. They don't think about second and third order consequences. They're bankrupting their own countries and enriching Russia in the name of fighting Russia. It's idiotic. But now the same thing here, that either they're trying to escalate to go back in with Iran. I mean, Trump said, look, hey, I bombed him. We're done. We're finished. That it's all done. We need to stick with that. Let's not have this be once every 6 months. Let's go back into bomb, 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 Iran, bomb, 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 Iran. But it's clear there's people in Israel who see this as their one golden opportunity.
No, I agree, but I saw the article a day ago, but I can't remember that. Give me the headline on the Washington Post. I want to pull it up about turning it into Monaco. What was the headline?
I just saw the brochure thing that said, here's what it's going to look like, and it's going to have all of this, and it's going to be this. I was like, what the heck?
The Washington Post shows the new Gaza. Sorry.
Yeah.
You're saying the main threat is the foreign policy, and I totally agree with you. So what do we do about this?
The key is we got to make sure Trump is, as long as when Trump hears from his base, he pulls back. He's heard from his base. He hears from the Washington crowd about, hey, go to war, more war, more war, go, you know, all the rest. The military industrial complex, those old cats, you know, false intel from certain intel groups. I mean, to give an example, the DNI Gabbard put out in April that Venezuela is a corrupt regime, but it is unlikely that the Venezuelan government is actually the lead drug cartel into the country. But now I guess we're ignoring that. I get the problems with drug crime. I'm not a big fan of militarizing everything. I mean, that could get out of hand real fast. I'm all for using the National Guard in D.C. I'm not for using the National Guard outside of D.C. unless it's requested by the local government. Because you've been pointing out for 25 years, there can be a lot of advantages to militarizing police, but it's very careful, but it's a very big risk. And it tends to go sideways, tends to go south. And then this new idea, God bless Melania. I preferred Melania when she stayed out of politics, to be blunt about it. As soon as that school shooting happens, she starts floating the idea of minority report style policing, which always means red flags. And now the DOJ, it leaked yesterday, they're looking at just banning guns to a whole group of people. Just call them trans.
Let's go there now. I was driving down the road 2 days ago, listening to local AM radio. And when I heard them reading it, I thought it was satire, but it was a letter, we can pull it up, Melania said, oh, I love Palantir. We should use their technology to watch the transgender people. And I thought it was a joke, and then I literally pulled into a gas station, searched it, and I meant to cover that. I forgot about that. And now this is yesterday. Look at this. Trump DOJ considering banning trans people from buying guns. Now, statistically, trans people are the number one shooters, but it's still like 1 out of 10,000. So now the idea of a class like the KKK or the South banning blacks from running guns, they are literally pushing banning a whole class of people. This is beyond red flags. And we're like, oh, we're all sick of these trans people and girls sports and all that. So now let's use the hatred of a group to take everybody's rights and set the precedent to take people's gun rights without due process. This is hell on earth.
Oh, completely. And you know what they'll do? They'll start off with, it was like the homeless issue. Like, I'm all for the dealing with homeless issues. I'm not for recreating one flew over the cuckoo's nest. And I see this sort of environment recreated that they want to appeal to where conservatives say this particular group of people is dangerous and we don't want them to have guns. And as a back door to gun control. Because I always tell people, any policy proposal, look at who, you've pointed this out repeatedly. Who has the power? Because that's what matters the most. Who are you giving the power to? Don't look at what resolution you want to achieve. Look first at who you're giving the power to, and is it likely to achieve more a reward than risk? And when we give the government the power to declare an entire group of people because of their identity or behavior unable to be able to defend themselves forever, including the right to keep and bear arms, we are opening a dangerous door. Because we already know what courts have already said. Courts have said if you oppose vaccine, you're too crazy to be able to have all kinds of rights, including the rights to your own children. They've taken away. I mean, Kurt Benchoof in Seattle.
I mean, this is the holy grail of tyranny. Like with a trans cult, with Oregon and Washington, if you don't affirm your kid, we take him away and we chop him up. That was the same thing here. Now, as a group, they're saying this is the holy grail of tyranny. We go back to Hitler. People that actually study World War II, he picks an unpopular group, takes their rights, the Jews, then he expands to everybody else, folks. And that's what you understand, and that's how this works. Let's come back and talk more about Trump DOJ considering banning trans people from buying guns. I actually wanted to get you on to talk about that and forgot, Robert Barnes. I'm glad you raised that. We're going to break. How do people find your amazing podcast, You on X, everything else?
Oh, sure. Yeah. If they want to find any of the political and law politics content, that's at vivabarneslaw.locals.com. And anywhere on X, Barnes underscore law, they can find all the commentary and content there as well.
Yeah, I mean, look, we know when we advise Trump and get to him, he does the right thing, but he's got a big operation going. They're trying to sneak all this stuff in. I'm not just defending Trump. This is how he is. I mean, this is a well-known thing about him. This isn't our first rodeo. So I'm not here to defend Trump. I'm saying we can steer him. That's why they don't want us engaged as the populist movement, because they know we can do it. They want to say, oh, he's bad, give up. No.
Well, I'm a 10-4 hat wearing meat-eating son of a gun, loving fun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping outlaw free one, looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C plus. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Let the good times roll. Let them knock you around. Let them
be critical of Trump right now. And I know the corporate media will always take these clips and say, Barnes and Jones turning against Trump, even though we had the proviso. No, it's like protecting your main asset. Like, you have all the pro-Israel lobby that came in and said, if we said don't go to full war with Iran, we're traitors on the Qatari payroll. No, we're not. This is super dangerous, and it's not what the base wants, and it's crazy, and Netanyahu wants regime change, and he'll never say it's enough. We're informed. Shut up. And don't give me we're anti-Israel. No, we don't want to get rid of it. So who's anti-Israel is Netanyahu. 50% approval rating as well. So we want peace. We want prosperity. We're not psychotics. We're involved. The smarter you are, the more you're for peace. The dumber you are, the more you're for war. But let's grade this then. Because I meant to cover the start of the show. There was just so much stuff breaking. I didn't. And when I first saw this yesterday, I go, oh, that's not a fake headline. The DOJ is there. And I made some calls. I go, no, we're considering basically psychological profiling as Melania got approached. Because she just is a woman. She's smart. But she's like, oh, let's, if we have supercomputers, they'll say who the bad guy is. Why don't we just find out? And, or the bad lady that's really a guy. Dude looks like a lady. And so I heard that quote a few days ago and didn't believe it. Looked it up. She actually said it, put a letter out. And then I go to this. And you talk about no due process. You talk about everything we heard, you know, that the Democrats would try. And then you got blowing up the TDA boat, which I get what Thomas Jefferson did. You could argue that, but still it's a dangerous slippery slope. It's international waters. What about what happens when others do it? And then you look at Trump, you know, saying, oh, I hear I can send citizens to El Salvador. There's definitely some bad people, some John Yoo types, 2.0, some Alberto Gonzalez is in there. Who are they? And how do we deal with stuff like this to get Trump to course correct? And then even bigger, though, not just bitching, because that's the sexy thing to do, because CNN reports on it. Who cares if CNN reports when we talk about it to the viewers? The good things Trump's doing. Tulsi Gabbard. The criminal investigations. The grand jury's really open. Not like 8 years ago. For real. On record. Kennedy slaying it. Just devastating Big Pharma. The total war there. I mean, it's like this paradox where we want to keep Trump on track on this, but then I also just am so happy because it's a different world than Kamala. I'm going to try to shut up, Barnes. That's a lot to cover, but go where you want to go first.
Well, I mean, those of us that support the populist movement that put President Trump in a position of power want to protect that movement and its policy priorities on a go-forward basis. And Trump has been a very effective advocate, more so than almost any president in the modern era, that's for sure, for the populist cause. But there is a lot of sand traps in Washington, D.C. I mean, it's called the swamp for a reason. And there's a lot of people that want to drag him into further war in Europe, drag him into further war in the Middle East, drag him into another conflict or some regime change effort in Latin America, that they want to sabotage him and find some way to sabotage him along the way. And they know that there's nothing better that antagonizes his base than either foreign war or something like gun control. And they know that Melania's kind of starting to play the Ivanka role, which is that, you know, the sympathetic but constantly liberal sort of woman's voice in the White House, that kind of thing. Because first it was, you know, very selective. Oh, letter to Putin. Hey, please stop the war. Well, Ukraine's killed more children in that conflict than Russia has. And nobody compares to what Bibi has done in Gaza. So it was like, this is not the proper, it wasn't the most effective way for her to stick her head in. And now all of a sudden she's sticking her head in on this. Hey, let's work with AI and let's have, well, you know, we put out that X post where she was like, we need to get ahead of these school shooters. And, you know, if we do things, there's ways in which we can identify them in advance. And it's like, I know where that goes. In the name of the school shooting, we start taking away people's liberties. And it starts to go gun control route. It goes, Mamdani, the Marxist Muslim candidate who's maybe the future mayor of New York City, this is his crime police idea. It is a Minority Report style. Well, part of it's put social workers everywhere and create a big job, you know, a job bounty for all the people that graduate with arts degrees who can't get jobs.
Yeah, everyone's
jobs
guilty for crime, so everyone's under surveillance and everyone gets in trouble except the real criminals.
That's exactly it. And you've warned about this more than anybody, that the dangers of doing this, even, you know, support Trump, we support efforts to
control our borders, support efforts to deal with the drug cartel, support efforts to deal with the out-of-control crime in big cities, but don't do it at the expense of American people's liberties in ways that establishes a precedent that can be used against us in the future.
And so good on the NRA coming out against Trump. I mean, they had to. Even the NRA's against Trump team planned to ban trans people. Well, what's next? Ban black people, white people? I mean, this is insane. I want to know who the DOJ recommended this. Yeah, there's Melania. To prevent future tragedies, it's crucial to work in behavioral threat assessments across all levels of society. And she goes on to talk about Palantir. I mean, you couldn't make it up.
Yeah.
So shifting back in the other issues, what about Trump and this blowing up of this TDA boat, they say. It looks like it. You know, it's coming in. I get it. But it's in international waters. How do you do that?
That's my concern. It's like, how do you put the guardrails on that? I understand the frustration of the American people.
Yeah, 1.5 million dead. We're definitely under attack. It's a narco-terror state. Runs Mexico, Venezuela. I mean, it's definitely, you know, Thomas Jefferson did it, but I'm just still, it's a little, yeah.
Yeah, and the problem is, but as you've long identified, unless we have clear guardrails, that can go off the rails. And the way it goes off the rails is all of a sudden anybody says, well, we'll just call such and such a boat in international waters. We'll just say that it's drug dealers and just bomb them and kill them.
And we already saw the Patriot Act used on all of us. So we see how exactly easy that is.
Absolutely. Remember when you called out Obama drone killing that American citizen who he identified as a terrorist? And he pointed out, okay, I'm all for killing terrorists. But if we just let the state have the power to unilaterally declare it without any kind of due process of any kind and just start murdering people everywhere and assassinating people everywhere, that tends to backfire more often than it bounties to our benefit. And that's my concern, is where some of this is going. And it's similar.
And now,
like,
we've got autonomous drones. And I want to single out Palantir, but that's the one in Israel with autonomous robots that decide who to kill.
And you see, they just signed a deal with Google, $45 billion of propaganda they're going to put in the U.S. Israel's problem right now is Bibi. Bibi is their problem.
Yeah, talk about that. I forgot that story. You reminded me all of a sudden. I forgot. There's so much. There's never a dull news. People who say there's a dull news day aren't paying attention. Talk about Google. That's huge.
Yeah, it's incredible. So you had the Google people meeting at the White House yesterday. The only, Bill Gates, view I liked was the satire they put out of Bill Gates gives honest confession to President Trump. I think it was Il Donato Trumpo, put it out on his Rumble page and X page. But the other guy that was there was Google was there. And what was interesting is so Google wanted to make sure that the president didn't go full throttle on their antitrust cases. And so what happens this week, the DC federal court go soft on Google. The same DC court that said they'd committed all these antitrust violations then says, I'm going to let them walk. I'm not going to give them meaningful penalties. They can keep most of their profits. They can keep doing their same illicit activities. And then what do we find out the next day? Investigative reporting, Glenn Greenwald and others, discovers that Israel has cut a deal with Google to spend like $45 million, a bunch of money. Maybe it was billion. It was some huge amount of money.
That was billion.
That they're going to spend in the U.S. to propagandize Americans into convincing them us being involved for forever in Israel is the Gaza plan is for us to be there for 10 years to manage Gaza. I mean, that just sounds like
a nightmare.
Here's my
deal. I don't have a hard on for Israel. That's the oddest thing to have. I understand the government's corruption, whatever. It's not going away. It's got nukes. But if I was wanting to destroy Israel, I would be behaving the way they are doing right now. I mean, it just seems like mindless chutzpah right now. $45 million contract. What is going on here? I mean, this is insane.
Oh, completely. I think there's something. I think BBC sees this as his last opportunity, and I think the people around the Greater Israel Project. And for those that don't know, you have different forms of Zionism. You know, historically, labor Zionism dominated Israel. This is more revisionist Zionism, and this form of Zionism looks at the Bible as a map, as a geographic map of where Israel should be. And this is like the Huckabee perspective. This is the Mike Johnson perspective. Ted
Cruz, it's Christian Zionism mixing with the most radical Jews for megalomania.
That's exactly right. And you know, these are people that want to march on the mosque there. That's the third most prominent mosque in all of Islam. Yeah, exactly. I mean, they want to create trouble. Their view is Israel is safe if the rest of the Middle East is not.
Yeah, newsflash, Israel. In Gallup polls, you're the most unpopular country in the world. I'm not sitting back having fun about that because I can see where that leads. Stop now.
Exactly.
Even Michael Savage, a huge pro-Israel guy, was on a few months ago. He said, it's got to stop. This is obvious where this is going.
Completely. And my concern for it is twofold. I think it's bad policy for Israel. I think it makes Israel less safe to be involved in all these wars and conflicts surrounding them, to try to ethnically cleanse Gaza, to become a political pariah globally. I think that makes Israel less safe. But the second reason is I want MAGA to succeed. And if we get dragged into a stupid war in the Middle East or a stupid war in Europe or a stupid war in Latin America, MAGA will be at risk.
But let's also explain to all the people that only talk about Israel today and just want to blow it up, you know, to the mountains of the sea. They got a whole bunch of nuclear weapons and submarines and ICBMs. If you try to destroy them, it's like Europe trying to attack Russia. Whether you love Russia or hate it, they'll blow the planet up, dumbasses. You can't do it.
Absolutely. Exactly. And in my view, it's probably not coincidental that it's connected to you look at where Trump's Achilles heels has been. It's been these neocon snakes sneaking their way into the White House and sneaking them into his ear through the Miriam Adelsons of the world that give huge donations to say and Trump's on record saying he gives her whatever she wants. This has been a weakness, a risk for Trump. And right now it's becoming a big risk. But the other place it corresponds to is the Epstein files. I mean, that's the biggest cell phone self-sabotage. We both know. You've studied it longer, even longer.
Yeah, let's get into Epstein. What is, you're been a Trump lawyer, you know this. What is going on? We've never seen any real Trump connection. Why is he acting like this? Where is this going?
Somebody, I think, convinced him that they had Russiagated the file and put his name all over it. I don't think that's true. What is there are people, I mean, a bunch of Israeli ranking, I mean, as Thomas Massie has confirmed, as we know, as we, you said it first more than anybody, Epstein has been, like, there are some people who think that you haven't been anti-Epstein. You've been outing Epstein before everybody was outing Epstein. That was one of the many reasons why you got blacklisted and censored everywhere you've been. But everybody knows Epstein is an agent of the asset of intelligence, including the CIA, MI6, and and Mossad. And that he was a continuation of Robert Maxwell doing so. Ghislaine Maxwell has now admitted, and at least that part, in her test that in fact her father was always an intelligence asset. It's kind of obvious because he got buried. He was given a royal funeral in Israel, a country he wasn't born in, didn't live in, was never a citizen of. So it's kind of clear what was happening there. But you look at these files. We've been giving Trump an exit ramp all the way through. That you can say, look, they may have doctored the files, and we'll go through and make sure they haven't. Democrats haven't doctored the file or out it where it has been doctored. But we will make sure honest information gets to the American people about this case. And instead, he keeps stepping on his own feet, keeps calling it a hoax. It's not a hoax. It's never been a hoax. The only hoax is trying to pretend it's a hoax. So somebody misled him and got him trapped into that ego trap of his. And sometimes he can't get out of his own way. God bless him. It's like, look at how long it took us to get him to finally wake up on Operation Warp Speed. Now that's to our friend Simpatico. Robert.
I was about to say, in the time I got left, the shining jewel is RFK Jr., that hearing, but not just the hearing, what he's actually done. Most people have no idea. He is just, you saw Pocahontas flipping out, you're banning all the shots, or whatever. He's like, no, we're not, but they are. I'm worried about Kennedy is safety. I mean, he is the star activist, MVP. I know you're involved in lawsuits with him and everything. He knows about the database they covered up. They fired the head of the CDC. He's refused to leave. All this, Trump comes out against Warp Speed Monday, knowing he's been set up. You've advised him. I have personally. So has Kennedy. You were set up. We knew he was. We don't just say that. That's the exit ramp. How big is this Kennedy situation?
Oh, it's massive. I mean, Kennedy is the biggest, as you pointed out, he's the star of the administration so far. He's the big reform agent. He is the tip of the spear at reforming big food, big pharma, and all the problems related to it. And he's been fearless about going about it, and he's taken apart other than the national intelligence infrastructure with the Pentagon and the rest. The other most corrupt part of our government was the bureaucracy surrounding public health, including everything concerning food and medicine. And that got exposed en masse to the world, red-pilled a whole bunch of normies, during COVID, everything that you've been warning about for a quarter century, everybody got to see on full display. And they're like, oh, okay, maybe Alex Jones was right. Jar is going to be too big to fill for the next couple of years. It's like the t-shirt. I need new conspiracy theories because all the other ones keep coming true. That's like a permanent Alex Jones InfoWars platform. So Kennedy came in, and Kennedy's maneuvered his way very effectively. He's known how to set up the evidentiary predicate for it, how to set up the legal basis for it, how to make sure he's as immune from challenge and lawsuit as possible while changing all the policies
changing all the personnel to reflect what the American people want, which was the American people want. MAHA was a critical constituent component of the Trump electoral victory in 2024. And that's Robert Kennedy personifies that. But some of us thought if anybody could persuade him, it was either going to be some combination of J.D. Vance, Tulsi Gabbard, and Robert Kennedy, were the people that, you know, could be the Trump whisperer to get Trump to realize what happened to him. That what we talked about was, but for those that don't know, Operation Warp Speed, Pfizer and Moderna, especially Pfizer, lied to the, they got a contract that said they would deliver a safe, effective vaccine for the prevention of COVID-19.
Now, let me just stop you. This is what's so frustrating for listeners. I don't even understand this. We've been on this day one. We're not like bragging. It's what we do. You got the lawsuit and the whistleblower with Pfizer, people that don't know, that knew this 4 years ago that they hid deaths. Kennedy knows they have a secret database. He got whistleblowers. So when he went in, they wouldn't release it. It's not like we're just discovering this. We know what's there. So it's not like we're just grasping around. This is, and Trump has put him in, the video even leaked, knowing he was set up. So people, this is Trump's mea culpa. I would never thought Trump would have been, he was wrong. Monday he says, looks like I was given fake data. Oh my God, Warp Speed might be bad. Bill Gates runs in begging. They're offering him Nobel Peace Prizes, prizes to stop. I mean, this is, folks, this is a huge victory. I mean, just in the scale of the mind of the people, we're winning. And then administratively are. So that's why I'm saying don't be blackpilled. Bitch about the problems. God, get on Trump's ass. Damn right. But I've been doing this 30-something years. We are having messianic victories right now.
Well, I mean, for those of us that have been in the trenches for as long as we have, we recognize the extraordinary nature of the successes, and it is because we want to protect those successes that we warn about the risks. So we don't want Trump to get stuck in some dumb war someplace. We don't want Trump to make a mistake on gun control policy.
Exactly. The whole globalist system is collapsing. They're going to go to economic collapse. I'll get to that. The Federal Reserve, only president to have any success. Kennedy tried, they killed him. He's taking out the board members, grand juries on their asses, about to make him cut interest rates, but is it too late? I mean, I'm saying, if you actually know the facts, Trump is devastating them.
Oh, Trump's doing a lot of great work, and that's exactly why we've got to protect him from, because right now is when they're going to try to sabotage more than any other. Because you look at what's happened, his best work
so
on
is the economic collapse with Moody's downgrading again, or is it going to be the war? Is it both? How are they going to do
the wars? But the wars could trigger the economic, is my biggest risk, my biggest concern. Is
what about a false flag on migrants, too?
Well, oh, that's definitely the president. And false flag in Russia, false flag everywhere. That I would be on a hyper alert for something. If you see something happen and it's easily, the media has an easy leak. I think the CDC thing was supposed to be that, and it just didn't go that way, that shooting.
Oh, so I'm going to shut up. I'm interrupting because my brain's moving so fast. Walk through the main threats again. What do we do?
So yeah, I mean, the first major threat is a foreign policy debacle that leads us into, distracts the president, gets us involved, has a potential risk of an escalatory ladder involving World War III. But most significantly, it could sink the economy because it would unwind all the gains that Trump has made in the energy. The U.S. energy is way, he's got production at its maximum level. He's also got Russia loosely on board with the Saudis at keeping oil prices under control. And because of that is under control, is the number one input cost that has come down under President Trump that has led to inflation being under control. People are like, oh, inflation hasn't stopped. No, it hasn't stopped, but it's way down from where it was and from the trajectory of where it was going. And the, so that has been such a success. The problem with a war with Iran, war with Russia, is those could trigger or secondary sanctions, like doing big secondary sanctions on everybody that could drive the price of oil way up by making Russian oil so expensive. That's going to impact the whole marketplace. That's going to ultimately impact us. And when it does, that could unwind his entire inflationary gains, could lead to inflation spiking again, and all of a sudden the midterms are a disaster, and he's facing impeachment for the last 2 years of his tenure. So that's where our focal point is, how the best to preserve the MAGA coalition is to avoid these particular areas of risk. He's doing a lot of very good work. We're going to, people get on us because we highlight the risk, but the risks are when they could blow it all up. That's
well,
why
Barnes,
we're
let me stop
risk.
You because I'm going to kiss your ass right now. Do listeners understand the level of understanding you just heard? Okay, this is what we're saying. Trump is 3D chess, 4D chess on some things, and he goes against Saudi Arabia to pressure Russia to do a deal for us. Then he turns around and attacks India for buying Russian oil when Russia already bowed and thought they were giving Trump what he wanted. So here's what he's doing. He keeps getting what he wants till he pushes too far. That is not 3D chess. And I wonder if he's even thinking about the last move, because he gets everybody to bow. Russia wants the deal to give up, end it. Then he presses more. Explain that to people. This is such a microcosm of what we're dealing with.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, the temptation with Trump is, you know, all great salesmen can be a sucker for a good ad. And the pitch that they have learned to make
the inverse of that is you can't con an honest man.
Yeah, exactly. Correct. And so the nature is they keep pitching Trump a solution that's a fake solution, but they tell him
it's always one dimensional on each issue when he's got to look at second, third, fourth order consequences.
Exactly. And they'll pitch him, hey, if you go like, this is what Kellogg's pitch was. Trump finally acknowledges publicly that he said, I thought this would be easy. Who told him that? Kellogg. Kellogg told him, Russia's in trouble, about to collapse. All you had to do is put a little pressure and they'll fold.
By the way, I've been told by CENTCOM, I've been told by all of that, they said Kellogg is bad news.
Absolutely is. I mean, his daughter's running around as part of this grift in Ukraine, attacking Ukrainian journalists, saying that the Ukrainian independent journalists were one of the few independent journalists. I mean, I don't know. She may have actually been on your network at one point. But, I mean, one of the very few Ukrainian independent journalists, she's being attacked by Kellogg's daughter, saying that she's being grifting for Russia just because she's being honest about what's happening in Ukraine, which is a nightmare. I mean, a whole generation of people wiped out. But the reason we're warning him is that they come to him and they pitch him, hey, you can solve this problem with ease. The other side will fold. When the leverage he has isn't on Iran
or on
Russia.
The only leverage is cutting off the NATO funding. Can you a little bit more time with us? We got to go.
Yeah. No, I'm free. I'm good.
Stay there. We got Ranklin come on 15 with big news from the Pentagon and everything else. Stay right there. Robert Barnes, the best. I know the listeners are smart folks, but if you know what you're doing, you know what you're talking about. This guy is like the best. Barnes, you got to start. I just need to hire you with a new network. You need to host me every day. I know you got I love people know what they're talking about. And you know more than me about a lot of stuff. That's why I just love that. It's like I'm like a moth to flame. Like, I love Robert Barnes. Does the average listener know how smart this guy is? I don't think you do. Okay. Hey, let's stop right there. We got the widest selection of t-shirts. Huge sale going to theauctionstore.com. I'm funded by you. I'm not funded by big globalists. And I saw this a few weeks ago. We got it done. That young girl that is the return of the British queen that fought the Romans, Boudica. Look at this. The West awakens. Look at this badass shirt, ladies and gentlemen. It's got a red InfoWars over the right, you know, over the heart on the left. And then it's got her on the back. I designed this shirt. I think it's amazing. Let's put the HD up. Yeah, there it is. The West Awakens 2025. This is a badass shirt, and it literally funds people totally committed to freedom. Then we've got Virtue Signal, and it's the Cracker Barrel symbol right there that we updated there. So we got that. We've also got another, the West Awakens with the hatchet and the butcher knife, ladies and gentlemen. Get them now at theyellowstonestore.com. But what you really want is the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, all of it massively discounted, 25% off across the store, apparel, all of it. We've got buy one bottle already discounted, the Shilajit or the Atomic Defense Immune Boost, and get another bottle half off. The point is, we got War Bonds. That's a nice little piece of art you get with my face on it. You get $110 for $100. It's mailed to you as a promo code on it for the site. But everybody that becomes a VIP, $30 a month, just like being Amazon Prime, you get $40 to spend each month right when you pay that. You cancel any time, get a special deal, special offer, special sales. I need your support. Wars aren't cheap. So what do good salesmen do? They sell good products. You are insane if you don't get our methylene blue. You are crazy if you don't get our ultimate life force blood detox. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. Take action now and get these new limited edition shirts like the F Around Find Out. Robert Barnes, one of the smartest people I know, straight ahead.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effect that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So we weren't just going to get Trump in and not have a deep state battle. He is doing, I don't know the number, I can't quantify it, 10 times a better job than he did last time. So we can't bitch. We got to be happy with what we got, promote the good, stop the bad. But Barnes, just give me the floor here as I'm interrupting you. This is an epic time to be alive right now. I mean, the world is changing. The old globalist system fell even before Trump got in. And what can we as individuals do right now with this incredible time of change? I don't think we should be white-pilled and be delusional and say everything's fine, or black-pilled and just say, oh, it's all screwed, give up. The establishment wants to get the average person to shut up because we have so much power.
No doubt. I mean, I often like to say that, you know, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled is convincing people he didn't exist. The greatest trick the system ever pulled is convincing you, the ordinary person, that you cannot resist. They don't censor Alex Jones. They don't censor you because your opinion doesn't matter. That it's because your opinion does matter, and they know its consequence and its impact and its effect, that they spend so much. This is why Israel is spending $45 million with Google trying to propagandize you into thinking something's in your interest that ain't. So the, you know, we're going to constantly add, you're absolutely right. This is some of the best opportunity for populist reform since the American Revolution. We've been saying it now for years that this is this opportunity for the second revolution.
We are in the heyday right now. So instead of just blaming Trump and being blackpilled, saying he's not good enough, well, what are you doing?
Exactly. You know, be positive, be proactive. Do warn Trump of the risk, praise him when he's on the right track. And across the board, as you've been pointing out, we've got to reform the House and the Senate. We have so many duds up there, so many losers. These are like this, it's like the Roman Senate, except retarded. You know what I mean? I mean, that's basically what we got in the U.S. Senate. And so there's some great challengers out there. Blake Miguez challenging that corrupt hack, from Cassidy from Louisiana, who's causing all the trouble for Robert Kennedy. The take out Lady Lindsey Graham, that war whore, that childless, churchless war whore in South Carolina. Great challenger, Paul Dance. Paul Dane's a guy who did help put together the best parts of Project 2025. The guy who's been a frontline populist for forever in South Carolina. Nate Morris challenging McConnell's boys in Kentucky. So we got some promising candidates in promising positions to help the next wave of the populist revolution. Because as long as we keep Trump on the true path and away from the traps that the deep state is laying for him, then we're in an excellent position for the next generation of reform.
Exactly.
Of
and I know you know this. And I don't want to attack people because a lot of them aren't sophisticated enough to get this. But the hottest thing pushed by bots and media picks it up. Even when I'm trying to get Trump on course, they say, oh, I'm attacking him and spin it. But that's okay. They don't want us engaged trying to influence Trump. But they also want to get everybody else to give up and not realize the victory we've had and just bitch and complain because it's so easy. That is so destructive. You talk about the black-pilled folks, because we don't want to be black-pilled, we don't want to be white-pilled. We call it reality-pilled, action-pilled, 1776-pilled, what do you call it?
Well, I mean, the way I see it is we're on a battlefield, we're winning, but that doesn't mean we've won. And we got to be alert to our opportunities.
Yeah, it doesn't mean we just get given everything right away, Like, you'd be like, well, wait, everybody knows the government's evil. Why haven't we won yet? Because we got a bunch of stuff to dig out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is going to be an extended war. This is going to be a generational era of conflict for us to be able to restore the American
Republic. But good versus evil always is. Have people not figured that out till Jesus comes back, folks? It's always a war. It don't ever stop. See, correct. Everybody's looking for an exit. They're looking for a magic moment. It's a fight in the heart and soul of all of us.
Exactly. We have always had good people and evil people. And as long as we do, we're always going to have a fight between good and evil. And the unique opportunity we have is we have an opportunity to restore the original American Constitutional
Republic.
Good
is finally awakening.
Absolutely. The whole world is. AfD is on the rise. Populism is on the rise in Germany, on the rise in France, on the rise in the UK. Indeed, the populist outsiders right now would be elected if an election were held today in countries as establishment-oriented as the UK, France, and Germany. That gives you an idea of what an opportunity it is for the West to wake up. And Trump just has to act on his original instincts. Don't take the trap of the siren, as he said. Don't listen
to
the siren.
Hold on, since you mentioned that, do five more minutes with me. And you got to come back on every week, Barnes. You make me mad. It's hard to get you on. I've been begging you on for 2 months. You make me really angry at you. You better get back on our show immediately. Trump brought up in the thing last night about all the censorship, which we can affect. This is a big deal. Let's come back with that clip of Trump last night talking about the tyranny. I mean, literally, England's like North Korea now, folks. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Mr. President, we'll be heading to the UK in a few weeks. Yesterday, Nigel Farage was on Capitol Hill. He really was talking a lot about pushing back on censorship online. He was asking politicians like yourself, some of the people in this room, to really push back on that. How concerning is that to you? And Mr. Zuckerberg, you don't mind answering, how concerning is that to you, the lack of freedom of speech online in the UK?
He didn't think he'd get that question. He's looking at me saying, how did I get that question? If you'd like to answer, free speech.
Sorry, I actually wasn't paying attention. It seems to be a crackdown. The British government seems to be cracking down on social media posts, people being arrested for tweets, social posts. Just wondering how concerning that is to you, Mr. President, and Mr. Zuckerberg.
This is the beginning of your political career.
No, it's not.
I will just say that in terms of UK, strange things are happening over there. They are cracking down, and surprisingly so. And I've spoken to the Prime Minister, and let's see what happens. But it is a little bit different situation. I'm very surprised to see what's happening. And are you talking about the UK in particular, right? Yeah. I'm very surprised to see what's happening. Sad.
People think Europe and the UK and the blue cities have lost control of crime on accident, but it's come out of their Clark Pippen. They want to create this climate of fear and degradation. So when it collapses, they bring in government control. Trump is bringing in the National Guard and things as a band-aid. He's getting rid of the Soros prosecutors, but it is constitutional from my research. But still, it's a dangerous precedent. How do you, in closing, respond to D.C.? The mayor says, oh, crime's down 89%, no murders in weeks. I support it because she knows her constituents do, but then they sue to block it. Obviously, we don't want the military running around, for political operations, but they're not. When the local jurisdictions, according to the Constitution, fail, the president has to send them in. But still, it's got a dangerous, slippery slope to it. Is that accurate, Robert Barnes?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, D.C. is a unique animal. We've been saying for forever D.C.'s never should have had home rule. That made absolutely no sense. Well, why should the swamp get to judge the swamp? Why should the swamp get to police the swamp? That never works out well. So I hope Trump keeps moving in the path of just taking away home rule altogether. Our founders never intended D.C. to have home rule, ever. It was intended to be a very different. Senator Lee has a great proposal. Shrink D.C. back to its original jurisdiction. Give the rest of the nonsense to Maryland. Let them deal with the commies. But you're right. There's a big difference between D.C. and everywhere else. Constitutionally, D.C. federal government has complete right to complete control. Not every other city in the country. I understand the president's temptation that a strong show of force might reduce the levels of criminality in our cities that are out of control. But my proposal to him is simply propose that to these liberal Democratic mayors, make them refuse it so the local population and the whole country can understand the problem of crime.
Exactly, because the Podesta Democrat plan from August, we've been talking about for 5 years, of August 2020, is to create a breakdown in blue cities, force Trump, if he would have won 2020, wasn't stolen, to come in, then false flag. He's walking into a trap.
Exactly. Absolutely. And you've long warned about all the things that can go wrong if you try to militarize local police. I mean, you can go back and find your videos literally 20 years ago talking about this, saying, here's the risk. Here's the point. Here's the problem. Here's this. Who are you putting in? And going back to who are you putting in charge and what means they may have available to them of use of force that might be problematic long term. And I think you know what's going to happen. As soon as if he puts in the National Guard over somebody's protest, not only does he have to deal with all the courts, but something's going to happen.
They're going to stage a Kent State. And just like, you know, they covered up five dead they killed on J6. They will make one dead. It'll be George Floyd. It's all over. And again, this isn't the left training military for gun confiscation. We got the documents. We were so concerned. Trump's not doing it for that. He's been lured into that to look good. What do you advise the president to do?
Just offer it to them. Say, look at how it's had this great success in D.C. I want to make every big city in America available to use our security forces.
That's good advice. That's what I said. Ask them to bring it in. Instead, though, he says they're going in. So I think he's walking into a bear trap.
Yeah, exactly. It's another big risk. I mean, I see the risk as way outweighing the reward. Maybe you go in and everything goes swimmingly, but how likely is that? I mean, the local police will be on your side, but all the local politicians won't be.
The good news is, so far, the National Guard and ICE know they're being targeted. So to an embarrassing level, they've been shot at, bricks thrown, they run. And that's actually a good symbol. You think it's not a good symbol normally, but everybody sees feds and military running. The public gets, they're not the aggressor. If he can get the troops, that's why the arm. I get they're allowed to be armed, okay? Like, you know, the head of Oak Keepers is like, sure, let's go ahead and arm them. What, the point is, if they're willing to be Christ-like, because Christ wasn't a wimp, folks, it was the opposite. He turned the cheek when they're trying to kill him to set them up to show they were the aggressor, or Gandhi or Martin Luther King copied it. If they can put them in as sacrificial lambs, if they're willing to have bricks and be shot, then it's smart. But can you? I know they're great men and women, but can you trust ICE and the military to go in there and play Mahatma Gandhi? I don't know they can do that.
And the thing is, even if they do,
I know you can't trust me. I know you can't trust me. Somebody hits me in the head with a brick, I'm going to kill them. So, you know.
Well, and the other thing is, it goes right back to the beginning of our conversation. This is what happened in Ukraine. The reason why we're here is the Maidan coup. What happened? They pretended that the snipers that they sent in National Guard type to control the rioting that was taking place in Kiev.
Take your time. And they claimed there's a false flag 15 years ago that brought all this in. Explain it. Soros brags on Fareed Zakaria. He did this with Victoria Nuland. Explain it.
Correct. I mean, George Soros' obsession has been Ukraine ever since the early 1990s. It has been his number one project, number one NGOs.
Well, he said we're going to use it to bring down Russia because you can only defeat Russians in a Russian civil war, which the Ukrainians are Russian.
And for those that don't understand the broader context, George Soros is anti-nationalist. This is what Alex is talking about, being a pure globalist. That it's really, the struggle is not nation versus nation, it's globalism versus humanity. That you've articulated that better than anybody. Soros is the personification of evil in that context. He hates Putin, not because of any other policy. He hates Putin because Putin's a nationalist.
Oh, he even hates Xi Jinping now that he became a nationalist.
Exactly. I mean, he hates anybody who believes in nationalism. That's why he loves the EU leaders who hate nationalism.
Because he wants his banks to be in charge.
That's exactly right.
So as bad as Xi Jinping is, the people that are represented by Soros, they're worse because they're the real globalists.
Exactly, exactly. And that makes them the greatest threat to humanity long term. And they see all nations as a problem. That's why they're for open borders. That's why they're for chaotic crime. That's why he's put in all these crazy DAs. And how did he do in Ukraine? When Ukraine tried to, its legitimately elected leader, tried to control the violence that was taking place, they staged a false flag where they claimed snipers were being hired by the military, by the administration, to kill protesters. In fact, those were actually protesters killing other protesters. It was the neo-Nazis that were, they disguised themselves as government agents in order to do the sniping. This has been detailed by a prominent Canadian professor of Ukrainian ancestry going on a decade, written whole books on it. And so my concern would be...
The State Department admits they staged it, yeah.
Exactly. So how easy would it be to stage a false flag in any of these liberal democratic cities if Trump sends in the National Guard?
Well, I mean, Podesta says they will attack the migrants. We will create a race war. They don't say we're going to stage it, but the last piece is that.
That's exactly right. So that's our warning to them. Don't go in uninvited because it's a trap. It has far more risks than reward. Offer it to them. That's great. The American people want things that will reduce crime, but do not go in.
I've been saying this, and so have you, even before Trump got reelected. And unfortunately, I get Trump's like, well, I have a duty. I'm going in. And he does constitutionally, I mean, explain that briefly and we'll let you go. In the Constitution, when local authorities stand down, there's a responsibility, right?
Well, yeah, there's a duty and obligation on the commander in chief to protect the security and safety of the American people. And if there's complete chaos and things have broken down, that's what the Insurrection Act, that's what other provisions of the Constitution provide the power of the president to restore order. Absolutely. And I get his instinct.
That's what Stuart Rhodes said. He's a lawyer too. He said, even though it's a trap, we have a responsibility. We got to walk into it. Okay. Trump should address the nation and explain it.
Exactly. Be very careful. Set this up. Make them invite you. Offer it. Show the success of D.C. But he has more control in D.C. D.C., it's harder for them to stage a false flag because of the nature of D.C. Chicago, L.A., that's got false flag tattooed all over it. So that would be my concern is to, he needs to do it very carefully and very cautiously, not only to stay within his constitutional parameters, but also to make sure he doesn't politically backfire by the allowing the Democrats to
fall flat. So we're issuing an emergency warning to Trump that Chicago, LA, and Denver are a trap.
That's exactly right.
What other cities are a trap? What other cities?
Chicago, but the biggest ones, Chicago, LA, and New York. Those are the three that have trap tattooed all over.
But Denver, I've seen a lot of stuff there.
And you could see them wanting to do it in New York because it's Trump's backyard, but also the people backing Mamdani could use it to boost his candidacy, right? Have Trump come in, have some eight-year-old kid or somebody supposedly shot on the subway by an out-of-control National Guard military, you know.
Yeah, it's
some
a V for Vendetta like script.
Exactly. That's exactly right. It'll be V for Vendetta in reverse. Except it'll be the establishment using it to false flag the event. That has this all over it. That's why I've encouraged
the administration. Well, we have the Podesta bat. Their main admitted plan they're using says that. I mean, it's
correct.
When this all goes down, folks, don't give us credit. My God, our enemies brag about it. Why would Podesta in August of 2020 put out a report admitting this plan? And just to look confident for his people?
Partially it's arrogance, but also it's to make sure everybody's on page. So that anybody that wasn't within the regular communication chain can see it relayed to them in that manner.
And then they can kind of draft off volunteers.
That's exactly right. You've often described a lot, what's happening often is politicians give political permission slips to psychopaths to act out their psychopathy in the name of some political belief.
Like blowing up Tesla dealerships. They just say, you know.
Yes, exactly. And look at how they celebrated Trump's death. I mean, we have to realize that
he was dead last week. He was dead.
Correct. Exactly. Look at how excited. Well, what message does that send to people?
Kill him.
To the lunatics out there.
Tampon Tim says, I'm glad he's dead or, you know, it's not. You know.
That's exactly right. It's a political permission slip to act out.
Well, with them, they're all Crowleyites at the top. It's a lesser magic. They believe if they say it and do it, it makes it happen.
That's exactly right. And that's who they are. And their arrogance is unbelievable. We're seeing it in full display. You have a Federal Reserve governor who is involved in financial fraud demanding that she get her keep her job for forever. And it's like the arrogance is like, how can you even have this?
That's my last question.
Arrogance?
And I've been asked not to talk anymore. I was told talk about it, but oh God, now it's problems known. I'm told they've got, you know, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Missouri, New York, Florida, and you know the people as well, but not just Ed Martin, but they've got grand juries open. People, that never happened the first Ed man. And when they go to grand juries, that means they're trying to get indictments. Now they've got a criminal complaint and reportedly a grand jury open on the Fed lady, Cook. That's really going to, my concern is the public doesn't take it serious now because they heard all the Q stuff forever. This is now confirmed and real. I told you it was a fraud then. So did Bob, Robert Barnes. Now it's confirmed. But my bigger issue is how does the enemy strike back now that they're getting subpoenas? They're getting FBI business. We know that.
Well, and that's where it's this area of National Guard enforcement and war strike me as the easiest places they could sabotage the president and sabotage his whole agenda. Because it'd be easiest to get the false, it's the easiest place to do false flags, easiest way to distract him from his populist agenda, easiest way to get him dragged into
totally
some
agree.
Sort of-
So they're hitting panic mode, but just real quick, what are you hearing about grand juries? Because they're confirmed out there now.
Oh yeah, it's absolutely the case. Yeah, here's my prediction. They will indict Clapper, Brennan, and Comey. Bolton, and Cook.
Let's stop. I gotta shut up, because you've never been wrong so far. It's actually scary. Only you and like Seraphim's as accurate as you. I'm only 99%. You've been about 100. It's real. Stop and start over. This is going to be a clip right now. Robert Barnes, we know they now have officially impaneled grand juries around the country. That's not a rumor like 8 years ago. It's actually happened. From all your sources, the administration, everything else, what are you hearing and who are the main targets and what are you predicting?
I believe the Justice Department will ultimately indict James Comey, Clapper, Brennan, Bolton, and Cook, the Federal Reserve Board member. That all, I think all that her, it's individual corruption. For the other four, it's institutional corruption. It will be the most consequential indictments of the deep state since the late 1970s when they went after Mark Felt and the corrupt CIA agents who ultimately got, dodge a bullet when Reagan pardoned him, not knowing who in fact they were. So this would be the biggest deep state indictment in American history, and it's necessary to institutionally reform the deep state, but send a message to all the rogue actors currently operating on sabotage scripts for the entire Trump administration, including HHS. I mean, Kennedy's having to deal with this insanity. Everybody. These are criminals trying to sabotage an election, and it's time that they understand there can be consequences for it, and that needs to come from those indictments. And my prediction is the indictments will not occur in the District of Corruption, that they'll most likely occur in the Southern District of Florida. Because the Southern District of Florida has venue, because this was a broad-scale conspiracy to deprive Donald J. Trump of his federally protected civil rights.
No, I totally agree. I was also told by people in the task force like that they're going to hit him in Virginia, Missouri, New York, Pennsylvania, and I know you have a lot of sources as well. You and I were saying, 6, 7, 8 years ago, it wasn't going to happen. We're not the Q people. Hillary secretly executed all this stuff. They admit the grand juries are open. I broke where they're open. So the bigger question is, again, how is the bad guys going to strike back?
I think because they're under pressure, they now know it's not fake. They were hoping it was fake. And they had good reason to believe that, the Pam Bondi might not do anything until the raid on John Bolton. And then they understood, this is not fake anymore. This is very serious. There's grand juries all over the place. And for those that don't know, grand jurors, you've used different grand juries in different jurisdictions at times to investigate. There's investigatory grand juries and indictment grand juries. What I think is happening right now is there's an investigative grand jury stage where they're using a range of grand jurors to develop the evidence and the information. Then I think they were going to go to the ultimate indicting grand jury. You don't use for investigatory purposes. You just go and present the evidence and get the indictment. And so that's how they use the Epstein case, for example. The reason why there's almost nothing in the grand jury files in either Florida and New York is because they never used the grand jury to do investigative work. They only use it to indict, which, by the way, tells you they knew what Epstein was up to because they were afraid of the grand jury wandering in places they're not supposed to.
Exactly. But I can tell you that the different task force leaders are literally all over the country constantly at these events. And they've been told, let me tell you, even diamonds don't start in the next few months, they're all fired.
And there's good, and Trump is continuing to put the pressure on Pam Bondi, which is good. The Harmeet Dillon's doing great work. It's the Civil Rights Division. She can contribute to this because this is all about the criminal conspiracy to deprive President Trump and his supporters of their federal
protection. And all the how do we know to look? Almost all these Democrats, it's come out in studies, like half Democrats never pay taxes in Congress. And almost none of them ever, it's funny, like Republicans follow all the rules, like when I got audited, I got all this money back. They don't follow any of it. It's like it's shooting fish in a barrel.
Oh, completely. I mean, what I've said all along is that these guys are career criminals.
So they're like, it's like if you have a mobster that's it's not show me the man, I'll find you the crime nonsense like they did with Trump. This is, you know, there's a local mob lord, local mob director, local mob boss that's causing all kinds of problems. And so then you put him under investigation because he's a mob boss causing all these problems. But all you got to do is scratch the surface and you'll find a half dozen crimes because these people can't help themselves. They cheat on everything. They always get
They were always above the law. I mean, they can human traffic kids, everything. I mean, look, they're doing the same thing. I was told by people in the DOJ high level, they said, we're not even, you're hearing all this mortgage stuff. That's the first thing. They said, we're doing Al Capone income tax, which I know you're a famous lawyer for Wesley Snipes, everybody on. British deputy prime minister resigns over tax evasion scandal. This is exactly the way, and how his whole government's collapsing. This is the way to skin the cat, isn't it, Barnes?
Yeah, absolutely. I've said all along, these people can't help themselves. The other thing is confession through projection. Very useful filter. If somebody accuses you of really weird and wacky things, assume they're talking about themselves because people have a tendency to confess by projecting their crimes on other people, sort of the mirror principle. And in the same regard, look at what they accused Trump of. It has been a roadmap of their own crimes.
Oh, they kept accusing me of laundering money, and now we have the DOJ laundering money through the Sandy Hook Foundation. It's cut and dry. The DOJ is investigating it. Like, I don't even touch my money. You've been my lawyer, you know. They're like accusing me of being a mastermind. I'm the opposite of that. But everything they said I did, they did.
Oh, absolutely. It's amazing. It's really a useful script because they will often tell you things you had no idea they were up to. You think back, there was so many weird allegations. I remember about, like, why are they going after Trump's kids and saying that Trump's kids are the key to the bribery? Is like, but it turns out that's what the whole Biden family did. I was like, all they did was take their own crimes, put them on Trump.
Letitia James, mortgage fraud, it's what she's doing.
Exactly. Mortgage fraud, financial fraud, tax fraud, stealing government money. That is what they do. That is who they are. Bolton has been weaponizing his access to classified intelligence for decades. That's how he gets governments like Qatar and other governments to write him huge checks. Because he says, hey, and the way you validate that is you bring the classified file with you. You say, see this right here, top secret, classified, da, da, da. That's why he was emailing himself all this stuff. So it's part of a systematic scheme.
No, I agree. So how fast, cause I'm, what you're saying, I'm told they're doing it. They got it. Trump's finally got a small cadre with balls. How fast the indictments start? What happens once they begin?
I think that there's reason to believe that Pam Bondi understands that if she doesn't bring at least an indictment before the end of the year, that she's going to be put pressure on to resign. So I think that she's got to bring at least, don't have to bring all of them, but at least one head has got to be on the, for the public to see. There's going to be some degree of accountability.
And when Trump sees the approval rating jump, it's all of them.
Correct. Exactly. And they have these people all dead to rights. I mean, they got Comey. Comey told so many lies to so many people, stole classified information, leaked national security information, all to deprive President Trump of his civil rights.
Lied to Congress.
Weaponized his office repeatedly. Lied in the public. He kept lying. People worried about the statute of limitations.
He told Congress, never leaked. Then he went on TV a year later to CNN and said, I leaked it all. I ran it all.
Correct, exactly. And they've been running interference. Brennan is lying as we speak. Bolton is lying as we speak. So what does that do? That's a public lie meant to obstruct justice. What does that mean? That extends the statute of limitations for their crimes. And so consequently, Comey, Clapper, Brennan, Bolton, they have dead to rights.
They were all talking to each other, we have the emails. It's a conspiracy and racketeering. What's the statute on that? 25 years?
Oh, yeah. It says some are 10 years, some are 20 years, some are 25 years. But with all of them, because they have conspiracy, the last act of conspiracy tolls the statute of limitations. So the last act of aiding and abetting, the last act of obstructing. So all of these are ways, last act of soliciting. All of these are ways in which you can attach the underlying criminal liability. So they can go after all of them, and they need to.
And by the way, folks, it's happening. So remember, I'm the guy who said it wasn't happening. So was Bob. It's happening. Yep. Thank you so much, Barnes. How do people find your great show?
Oh, yeah. They want to find any of the content, law and politics, vivabarneslaw.locals.com. You can go on X at Barnes_law. And remember, the whole reason why InfoWars has suffered the massive lawfare is because Alex has been ahead of the curve predicting all of this for decades. So continue to go to the AlexJonesStore.com. I go there. I've been buying products for forever. Just because they're good products, to be honest. Cool shirts, cool designs, cool images. So remember AlexJonesStore.com. Continue to keep InfoWars alive and afloat amongst the battle. Because this battle is, we're winning at unique levels,
But that means we're at the greatest risk we've ever been.
Absolutely, Barnes. Thank you. All right. Ivan Rankin has been on hold 15 minutes. I appreciate him coming on. He can explain why they're calling the Department of War. We'll go to him. He's got inside baseball and the investigations, everything coming up. Then we have Rob Due and a whole bunch of special guests hosting the War Room. And as you saw, CNN said we fired Owen. Owen quit publicly, but he implied he got fired, so he played the game at CNN. That's fine. So just believe CNN and Owen. But Ivan Raiklin is taking over right now on the other side of this. And then the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. today. More weekend shows coming up. My Sunday show, 4 to 8 p.m. As well. But we are entering the peak of the battle right now. Thank you for support. TheAlexShowStore.com. If you get any one product, get Ultramethylene Blue right now. You owe it to yourself to get it.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection at TheAlexJonesStore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the ultimate turmeric, and the methylene blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at TheAlexShowStore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our Ultramethylene Blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your Ultramethylene Blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at TheAlexShowStore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order.
It's Alex Jones. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be.
Ivan Raiklin, former Green Beret, Defense Intelligence Agency operative, lawyer, and overall patriot firebrand raising hell in Congress takes over the next 30 minutes. You know, I already knew the answer to this, but he has even more deep baseball. Why are they saying we're changing the Department of War? It doesn't mean you're for war. It was Eber Bernays, the nephew of Sigmund Freud, who launched the feminist movement and the modern leftist thing and all the pedophilia that got the name changed after or during World War II. So why calling it the Department of War? Why is that so important? It's just being it's about being honest about what it is. But then I want to not spend an hour on that. We only got 30 minutes with our guest before the war room with Rob New and others comes up today at Infowars.com/show. I want to look at the investigations in Congress, his intel on these grand juries that are open that are confirmed, unlike 8 years ago, and everything else that's going on. And also his view as a former Defense Intelligence Agency operative that worked with General Flynn and a lawyer about the strike on this drug boat out of Venezuela and whether he thinks that's constitutional and whether he thinks this is a provocation to try to rope Venezuela into an action that could bring us into full war with them. Under Trump's new Monroe Doctrine 2.0 launch. So, Ivan Raiklin, thank you so much. We'll put up your websites and X, everything from Screen Brace to follow you there. You've got the floor. Take it over. Ivan Raiklin.
Hey, thanks, Alex, for that. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to cover. There's a lot going on this week in a positive direction. So, I'll start with this. I want to talk about some of the things that just happened this week. Maybe a lot of the media didn't cover, even in the independent landscape. There was a massive meeting that the Secretary of Defense hosted. I want to talk about Bobby Kennedy, obviously in the Senate yesterday, helped amplify on that front. This was all related to the COVID jab and its unlawful nature of the vaccine mandate. Tulsi Gabbard's releasing all this different material that, you know, you and I and this audience has known for quite a long time, but now we're actually seeing the pixel level fidelity of the communications and the notes that were captured during that period of time of 10 years of treason. And then the Department of War, to kind of go with your question. A lot of people forget that in 1789, if I'm not mistaken, that's when the War Department was created. So that would have been at the founding of our country. So that existed as a name for our military apparatus for over 150 years. And then later in 1947, with the National Security Act, we had the Department of Defense. I'm not sure why it went from a more of an offensive posture towards our threat actors globally to a more defensive posture. One could argue that in the Constitution's preamble, you have a little known phrase called to provide for the common defense, meaning that the federal government was created. One of the founding reasons why it was created and the states authorized for it to do was to provide for the common defense. And that was implemented through a couple of articles. So Article 1, Section 8, in terms of the Army, the Navy, etc. And the whole reason why you call it a Department of Offense, or I should say War Department, is because it's exactly what President Trump campaigned on during the campaign season, which was peace through strength. So Alex, you mentioned a couple of things before you signed off that, like, how do we get to peace through strength? Well, first of all, you have to have a warrior ethos and terminology that's used commensurate with the warrior ethos, and that is the Department of War. Okay? Another phrase that you mentioned was the Monroe Doctrine. Absolutely. I've been advocating, and I think more and more folks advocate that, guess what? The Monroe Doctrine set the stage to where, you know what? Hey, Europe, and now by extension, not only Europe, but the CCP, guess what? America is going to now reassert its rights in the Western Hemisphere. It's essentially the reascendance of America in the Western Hemisphere. And we've seen that through discussions of what have we recently seen? The Greenland discussion on whether or not the people of Greenland want to be protected by Denmark. You can see whether or not they have the capability to do so from China and other threat actors globally. Or would you like to participate in being a member of the United States of America in some capacity so that we can collectively not only provide you security protections, but also help and increase and develop your economic posture for the people of Greenland? That's part of that expanded Monroe Doctrine. And then you talked about the Venezuelan strike. I personally view it this way. A lot of people say, oh, is that constitutional or is that not constitutional? American citizens are afforded maximum constitutional protections. Maximal. So when a John Brennan decides to, at the direction of Barry Hussein, order a drone to murder an American citizen based on their own determination, basically without even probable cause, they do it. That's unconstitutional. But when you're going after with, you know, sufficient evidence against non-American citizens that are a threat to the American citizenry, there is a different threshold, okay? And you're seeing that live as we're just talking about of what that threshold could result in. The other thing is we need to showcase in a very surgical manner that there's no reason to be conducting wars in the legacy, conventional, traditional sense. Now, a lot of people think about World War I, trench warfare, the different generations of warfare where you just, you know, the first one, you just basically stood there and throwed arrows at each other. And then you would develop into gunpowder and then you develop into trench warfare and then the tanks and then the combined warfare, combined arms with the aircraft and then helicopters in Vietnam, etc. Well, our threat is can be neutralized in the cognitive space first and foremost. And then if that fails, then we go into very surgical, deliberate, physical kinetic strikes. Why waste massive amounts of money when you can send the same message just like we saw in that video? And that message is to good old Mr. Maduro, who apparently seems to be a little bit in a defensive posture. So while we're transitioning from a Department of Defense to a Department of War, Maduro is transitioning from a gregarious offensive posture, thinking that he can sway and influence and bully the United States with his allies, Russia and China. Well, China and Russia to some extent. This current administration is showing that, guess what? We're not going to allow the previous illegitimate Biden criminal syndicate to cede our sovereignty, and particularly in the Western Hemisphere, by ceding the Monroe Doctrine down to zero. Quite the contrary. As they say, au contraire. We're going to showcase that it's time to continue to push that envelope, continue to reassert America's not only regional primacy, but global primacy. And you do that through actions. You do that through diplomacy. You do that through rhetoric. You do that through three examples. Greenland, Canada. Remember we talked about the 51st state? That's going to be up to the Canadian populace to see, hey, this is how freedom works in America when a President Trump comes in and restores, I should say, stops the weaponization, restores constitutional rights. Maybe Canadians kind of want some of that. And then likewise, maybe those in the Western Hemisphere don't want Tren de Aragua, or as they say in Spanish, Tren de Aragua, to run rampant in the Western Hemisphere, creating a complete lawless society wherever they run through. No, we're not going to have it. So this is a great example of that. All right, I'd like to go to a couple of things that I want to talk about other than the Department of War. Let's start, and then we'll close off, I think, with a couple more highlights towards the end of this segment of what's currently going on internally within the Department of War that I think a lot of the listeners and viewers are just going to love. Because guess what? I like it, and I like it a lot. All right, so 2 days ago, I believe it was, no, it was actually Tuesday at this point, 3 days ago to kick off the week after Labor Day, the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness, Anthony Tata, and the Senior Advisor to the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness, Stuart Scheller, who, by the way, if you don't remember who Stuart Scheller was, he was one of the first guys within the previous illegitimate regime that called out the lawlessness the belligerence, the lack of professionalism and accountability of the senior leadership of the Department of Defense. That's the same Stu Scheller that in a viral video, and if the producers want to bring up that video that went viral, don't put on the audio, just kind of in the backdrop, bring that up to remind folks exactly who Stu Scheller was. He was the guy that posted on LinkedIn in uniform as a lieutenant colonel in the Marine Corps, battalion commander, when he saw the Afghan pullout debacle, I believe same day or within 24 hours, he thought to himself and deliberately thought that, you know what? I've had enough. This leadership, I call it failureship of the Department of Defense, starting with General Mark Milley, who, in my opinion, needs to be downgraded to at a minimum a lieutenant colonel, if not lower, as we continue to showcase his criminality in mutiny and sedition and et cetera, and treason, in my opinion. We can get into all those details, but we're short on time to be able to go dig into him specifically. But bottom line here, Stuart Scheller called out General Milley for the Afghan withdrawal, as well as the Central Command commander. There's Stuart Scheller. So, Stuart Scheller, now the senior advisor to the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness, decides that, you know what? It's time to have a little bit of a understanding of the COVID con and the COVID debacle. Keep in mind that Stuart Scheller, during the time that all of the illegal vaccine mandates were being promulgated through the Department of Defense, he didn't have bandwidth. I want people to contextualize, understand where he's coming from. Battalion commander that was weaponized by the entire Department of Defense, criminalized unlawfully, just for simply exercising his ability to convey the lawless decision-making process and to hold them to account, the senior leadership. They court-martialed him, basically silenced him for quite some time, and he was fighting back and fighting back. And luckily and thankfully, he is now placed as the senior advisor as Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness. So not knowing really that much about the COVID debacle, a little bit, because he was fighting his own battles related to the Afghan pullout, he had the courage to step up and say, hey, you know what? We need to look at the harms caused by the DOD's jab mandate. And so he hosted with Anthony Tata and Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth was in attendance. Over a dozen of those involved in what we call the Declaration of Military Accountability. It was a document that was written by Rob Green, a Navy commander, that essentially 231 of us, I also happened to sign on, that swore and pledged to each other that we, during our lifetimes, are going to make sure that those involved in the unlawful Department of Defense COVID-19 jab mandate implementation, every single one of them will be held to account. So now that we are taking over our institutions with liberty-minded patriots, such as Stu Scheller, we have an audience that is ready, willing, and able to learn the nuances of how this took place, the damage that it caused, and how we need to not only learn about the damages, but also figure out a plan and path forward to hold to account those involved in it, and then reinstate those that were punished for calling out the illegality of the jab mandate. That right there, folks, is a massive first step where you have the Secretary of Defense acknowledging that the mandate was unlawful. Not once on May 7th through his acting Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel Readiness at the time in a memo, but furthermore, as recently, I believe, as yesterday, the day before, the Air Force also used the language of unlawful vaccine mandate. This is going to create massive opportunity of litigation against the individuals involved in that unlawful mandate. So that was the listening session. And if you want more details on what transpired, you can go to a few accounts that I'd like to direct you to. Sam Shumate was in attendance. He did a little video montage, or I should say a video synopsis of what took place. He also, you have other folks that were in attendance. Casey Dixon led the effort. JJ was also a retired colonel was there. Numerous patriots that have been in this fight, just pushing and pushing and pushing. While no one else was doing it, They continue to push. Teresa Long, another name that comes to mind. And I'll get to her in a little bit. So Teresa Long happened to so be at the meeting. She was the first whistleblower within the Army to expose the unsafe and ineffective nature of these jabs. Well, guess what? It appears as though Bobby Kennedy is listening to her. And not only is he listening to her, thankfully, he's also talking about this jab being so unsafe and ineffective. And he's doing so not only to his audience, but to the entire nation, because he happened to yesterday testify before the Senate Finance Committee and during his exchange with Ron Johnson and even some of these other – Ron Johnson's been at the forefront of exposing this medical experiment at best, toxic bioweapon more than likely. So we saw – Bobby Kennedy hitting absolute grand slams every time he opened his mouth against both the Democrats and Republicans that are receiving money hand over fist in donations, influence operations through their the information that those senators receive by Big Pharma. So that was fantastical. I mean, this is all in the same week, folks. We're getting some massive wins going on this week within HHS with exposure, within the DNI's office, Tulsi Gabbard, not only with all the releases thus far we've seen with MLK, JFK, RFK assassinations, but also with the 2016 Russia, Russia, Russia hoax. And now we're going into probably going into the 2020 unlawful election hoax. So when it comes to the DNI, Tulsi Gabbard, when it comes to the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth and his team, when it comes to Bobby Kennedy and the team at HHS, I'd have to give those folks an A. To an A+. But here's the problem, folks. Every single question I get when I'm moving around digitally and physically throughout the country, the number one question that I get, and I'm sure Alex and InfoWars asks, yeah, great. There's transparency. But where is the accountability? People are done with the term accountability. They've moved on to where is the justice? Where are the arrests? Where is the jail? And we're reaching a tipping point where people are no longer settling for jail time and arrests. That's, we're already long past that. Okay. We're moving on to the term retribution is now a term that is so, I think we're moving past the term retribution. Everybody already wants retribution. And now we're moving into, unfortunately, I'm now transitioning. I'm going to announce it here. I'm almost of the position that we're getting to the moment where because the Department of Justice has yet to do anything, and even though, you know, Alex has said that things are coming, I think the American populace is already past that. So with every, not day, not every hour, with every second that goes by like this, we're inching closer and closer to some random offshoot vigilantes being good Samaritans to actually implement what the American populace mandated this administration to do, which was what? To charge, arrest, convict, and create quick trials for maximum punishment allowable under the law and the Constitution. What's that allowable maximum punishment, folks? Let me think. I don't have to think too hard. Let's go refer to the Constitution and find the word treason in there. And let's take a look at Title 18 of the U.S. Code and ask ourselves in the previous segment, Alex and Robert Barnes were talking about statute of limitations. Here's what many people fail to remember or know. There is no statute of limitations for felonies where the punishment includes capital punishment. Okay. So last I checked, treason has the maximum punishment of capital punishment. Thusly, that crime does not have a statute of limitations. So you don't even need to show conspiracy, although you will eventually. So having said that, why wait for all this stuff to come out? All these crimes are already out there. Look at their finances. Look at what Doge has uncovered. Start to charge, arrest, detain, arrest, And then as the evidence continues to develop over the court proceedings, interesting what can happen. Further evidence can then be exposed. And guess what they did to the peaceful, unarmed January 6ers? They conducted enhanced weaponization, known as enhancements, right? They added charges to them in the process. They consider them domestic terrorists for enhanced terrorism conviction rate and punishment. Well, guess what? I love that precedent. Please, let's use that precedent, but not in the sense that they used it initially, which was the weaponization. Okay. It was in the sense of going after, folks legally, morally, and ethically, and then creating consequences for that. So right now, the Department of Justice, Alex, I'm sorry to say, okay, great. They may be behind the scenes talking about, we got this and this. We're going after Clapper and Comey. And guess what? The American people, they don't see that. So if there's no video of it, if I don't see a picture of it, if I don't see a court document showcasing it, guess what? It doesn't exist. It's only a figment of the DOJ's imagination. It's not a factual, real, objective statement or action that's tangible for the American public to see. And all for the haters. Oh, you know, Ivan, you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. They got things, you know, everything's in motion. Guess what? I don't believe anything. The government has proven itself to be untrustworthy. I don't care who leads it, okay? The government as a whole has been tyrannical and untrustworthy for at least the last decade. So, in order to restore that trust, how about we start to punish those that took away our trust in government? All right, let me pause there before I get a little too riled up. And if you want to see a little bit more about the disclosures and the criminal referrals that are essentially emanating from Tulsi's team and now Bobby's team with the criminalities and eventually Pete Hegseth's team with a potential task force being stood up on exposing the unlawful implementation of the vaccine mandate and how it destroyed our national security and Department of Defense. We'll keep an eye on Pete Hegseth, Anthony Tata, and Stuart Scheller. All right, so in the last couple minutes, I want to talk about one thing that was absolutely glorious. And maybe I'll get to two real quick. The Department of War. It seems like DEI is DOA, dead on arrival. So what did we see yesterday, last night from Pete Hegseth? He put out a tweet. So a buddy of mine, Chase, puts out a tweet saying, hey, guess what? We got a mutilation promoter that's a Navy doctor, supposedly. That's still, you know, it got a nice little pronouns in there because she, whatever, I don't know what it is. And then Pete Hegseth decided to put out a little tweet saying that, guess what? She, her, fired. So no more. No more didn't earn it. No more conniving racism training. No more of this wokeism. And thankfully, we have Matt Lomar as the Undersecretary of the Air Force that is continuing to operate smoothly, taking out all the DEI, CRT, and giving back and reinstating Ashley Babbitt's military honors so that eventually, hopefully, she gets her military burial. There are many other patriots that are in the system. And last, I'll say this in the last few seconds that we have. We still have 14 people that were peaceful on January 6th. And this is for you, J.D. Vance. Remember you said don't pardon the violent ones? Guess what? 8 Oath Keepers, peaceful, not convicted of a violent crime, still without a pardon. 4 Proud Boys, not violent, still without a pardon. 1 Shane LaMond, Metropolitan Police Department head of intel that was going to testify truthfully in the Proud Boys case to debunk Nancy Pelosi's insurrection narrative. He was criminalized to stop his testimony. He has to go in and turn himself in October 1st. Still no pardon. And Tina Peters is still rotting in Colorado. Unacceptable. Let's get them all out with a pardon.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? cannabis. I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever always eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.